This is Behind the Curtain with Justin Scott and Spiegel on 98 Rock.
You'll hear coming up, we had a discussion about a guy who says he was catfished, but not the traditional kind where someone pretended to be a woman online, turns out to be a man, or they're not even real. This guy goes on a date with a girl. She wears makeup, then sees her without makeup, doesn't like the way she looks because her acne is a little too much for him, and we had ourselves a pretty spirited discussion.
Yeah, this is good. You'll hear it coming up. I mean, I don't know if there's much more to add to it, but I had kind of a something going on at the house that is causing a bit of a disagreement.
Okay.
Our daughter got out of the tub the other day, and I was like cleaning out her ears, and I noticed I saw a little something, and I couldn't get it. And she's got like a little blackhead in her ear.
God.
And I have like one of those extraction tools, and I'm like, I want to get it out of there, but like Stella like started kind of like freaking out. She was like real nervous, and I'm like,
jabbing a metal instrument.
Yeah, right? And I get it, and I'm like, but you know, I really want to take care of it. I want to get it out of there. And then Sandy's like, I don't know, like, what's with you? Like, why can't you just leave it? And I don't know. I mean, I guess I'll ask the room. I don't know what kind of expertise you guys have.
Okay.
But do you just leave something like that, or should I go in there and try and get that son of a bee out of there?
She's how old again? Five.
She's five.
Five.
In 5 years from now, is she going to be on TV with some giant thing? You know what I mean?
Oh, I'd say pay attention to it. Like, if the thing just moves on, her body pushes it out, whatever. But if that thing is getting larger and larger by, like, later this year, yeah, push that thing out. Now, dude, I didn't realize that kids that young were getting blackheads and zits.
Well, yeah, just, like, in the ears and stuff, especially.
Like earwax builds
up.
Yeah,
it's earwax and what I think it's called, like, sebum.
Can you bring that tool in, by the way? I've got a few I'd love for you to use that thing on in here. Describe what the blackhead extraction tool is.
You get them anywhere. You get them at CVS. You get them at, it's just like a little.
I didn't know you could until you bought yours.
Oh, yeah. It's just like a little loop on the end of like a thing, and you just push down, and it's just.
Push and drag.
But
I say leave it. Leave it be. She's so tender that her, the meat of her body is still so easily torn and irritated. I say leave it.
So leave be and monitor. That's where we're at this point.
Leave be and monitor.
But, you know, part of me, being in love with popping pimples, wants to get at it, and part of me doesn't want it to become something worse, so I want to get rid of it. But Mike, my daughter's got a blackhead in her ear, and my wife and I are disagreeing on whether or not to go after it or leave it.
How bad does it look?
It's real small. It's not bad, and it doesn't seem like irritated or anything like that. So,
and you want to pop it and she doesn't?
Yeah,
I say pop it.
Okay.
Done.
Here it comes. We had a talk on Thursday about acne and a guy who was so upset by this girl he was dating, covering it up with makeup. He accused her of catfishing. I'm Behind the Curtain.
Pretty interesting one here. I want you to give it a listen and then give us a call. 410-338-1098. Shoot us a text. Weigh in here. Does this guy have, where are we at with this? There's a lot of ways to go with this. I'll tell you what happened.
I read it, and I agree. I agree. I'll give you my opinion before you even read it. I agree with him.
You agree with him?
I agree with him.
I agree with the man.
I agree with him. I'll tell you why after you tell the tale.
Yeah, this is from Reddit. I guess there's a section there called Am I the A-Hole? A 20-year-old woman shared this, that after six dates, a guy dumped her after he accused her of catfishing him, which, explain catfishing for those that are unaware, Justin.
If you've ever seen the show Catfish, it's basically someone selling you on who they are online, and then IRL, in real life, turns out they're not that person. They might have stolen someone else's photos. They might have lied about their name. This person might not even exist. So it's making someone think they are someone other than who they are.
Well, this person, she was who she said she was, but she's accused of catfishing him because she wore makeup to cover up her acne. The woman shared that on the sixth date, they went backpacking together, which is when the first time he saw her without makeup was when they were backpacking. And apparently he didn't like what he saw at first. It says he didn't say anything. He just looked at me a bit weird. When we were alone, he just told me that he didn't know I had acne like that. After that, he's been acting distant for the whole trip. Then we get home later that night. He says that it would be best to stop seeing each other because he doesn't like me anymore. And the very last thing he said is that I shouldn't lead people on like that.
Okay, he might have gone a little hard. Okay, maybe I walk back what I said. Maybe went a little hard. This reminds me of the story that we just did about the woman who got screwed over by the guy who catfished her, as far as I'm concerned, about the micro-weenus. That he didn't let her know, hey, I got the button mushroom going on beneath my belt line. Sorry, sold you on me maybe being someone with a normal ween. This, okay, a little hurtful, but at the same time, this to me folds into a larger discussion of the filter.
Oh, yeah, the Instagram filter, the social media filter that you can put on yourself now.
If you have some self-esteem issues because you've got acne, I get that.
Yeah,
you got the Edward James Olmos thing going on. It could be crippling as far as your self-esteem. So you kind of put stuff on. All right, you got to cover up what you got to cover up. But, and I'm seeing guys and girls do this, okay? You go and look at someone on Facebook, and not all of you have porcelain skin. I mean, there's a whole generation of people that apparently don't have freckle, spot, blemish, one on their face. All using these filters, and then you see them in person. Guys and girls, okay, I got to qualify that. And just splotchy sweat hogs like me.
The post got over 2,000 comments.
I haven't seen her acne, by the way.
She insists her acne isn't that bad. She knows she's probably better off since she found out that this guy once dumped a girlfriend for cutting her hair. It haunts me that he thinks I'm catfishing people. I wear makeup because I'm not the biggest fan of acne and because it makes me feel a little bit more confident. Six dates in, you start dating this person. You think this person is looks one way.
Yeah.
And then they come out of the shower, you go backpacking, they don't have any makeup on, and you go, whoa, wait a minute.
What's happening here?
I didn't realize that's what you really look like. I'll say this. This may be controversial. I think that in the dating world, women have an unfair advantage when it comes to being able to put on foundation and makeup and eyeliner and lip gloss and maybe...
I just want contours myself.
Maybe put on some Spanx, maybe pad out the bra a little bit, fake hair, fake fingernails, fake eyelashes. And then, you know, who the heck are you even really dating? And then comes the day where you see her without any of that and you go, whoa!
What the hell?
Who are you?
Then someone will then...
You're not Becky! Where'd Becky go? The one with the beautiful hair and the nails and the amazing eyelashes and the perfect skin and the big breasts and the trim waist. Who are you? You're not Becky.
A piece of cheek spackle just fell onto the table.
I'm saying maybe this guy has a point.
Now, they also have extremely unhealthy societal beauty standards to live
yes,
up
they
to.
Do.
When you see the Jenners and you see all the other, maybe she's born with it, maybe it's Maybelline. Spoiler alert, it's definitely Maybelline. That they feel like you gotta reach this unattainable standard. So it's a double-edged sword. And I'm looking, by the way, I went through the article, I found it. Bro, your standards are incapable of being reached. Her acne ain't that bad. Okay.
Let me see, you got it?
Hold on, let me find it back there. I just closed the window. Hold on. Woman article. Give me a second.
410-338-1098. 410-338-1098. We want to hear from you.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a tough one.
And I want to talk about this, the filter stuff too. The filter crap.
That's the same
out
thing.
Of control. Look
if
at this
you're
thing.
Putting pictures of you up, if you have 20 pictures of you up, but they're all filtered, and then this guy sees you in person.
Bad. Look at that. That ain't nothing. Oh, that's on this turd.
That's her?
I'm saying if like she looked like the villain from RoboCop who had acid splashed on her face, if she looked like Silva from...
Still, though, you got to see her all made up if it's like a huge difference.
From Skyfall, where he had to take off half his face because the cyanide pill melted his jawline. Okay, then I get it. Oh, brother, that is mild acne at best. Okay, this guy sucks. But I do feel like... I do feel like we're living in a very disingenuous era. Where you just go online and just everyone... I know guys that I see post gym pics that they're doing the tricep flex, and meanwhile, from their jawline up, you're a Russian doll, smooth. Like the rest of you is splotchy and weird, and there's patches of weird werewolf hair, but from the chin up, you're a 13-year-old Korean girl? Come on with that. You're going to give someone the wrong impression. So, 410-338-1098. Give us a ring. We'll post the article. What do you think about the catfish makeup cover-up? About the filter, the whole thing, breaking down the modern day is it not catfishing?
Oh yeah, hot button issue today.
This is a good one.
Yeah.
Call or text if you'd like. 20-year-old woman shared a thing on Reddit, said that after six dates, a guy dumped her because he accused her of catfishing him. Which is, generally catfishing is kind of luring somebody in on social media, maybe with fake pictures or a fake identity, and then when they finally meet you, you're not who you say you were.
Wait a minute. I thought you were Bi Gal 69. You're Big Al 69.
Right. She actually was who she said she was, but he claims that he was catfished because she was wearing makeup to cover up her acne. Says they went backpacking, and she wasn't wearing makeup, and after that date, he ended things telling her she shouldn't lead people on like that. This thing is blown up on the internet. And,
I got to walk back what I said. I was on board with this guy at first. Then I got looking at her. It's the most mild acne you've ever seen. This thing is like horrific scars and, oh, she was splashed with acid during a Russian election and all that. I think of one of the greatest comedies of all time.
I'm going to get you, sucker.
Shout out to the cherry scene. She takes off her hair, her eyes, her breasts, her teeth, her arms, and then there's just a torso rolling around on the bed. Like, you got catfished. She's cherry, but she's basically just a torso.
Texter says she should be happy she got six dates out of it. As a guy with acne, I would get shot down before the first date because I couldn't cover it up.
Becky Paul says, guy's an a-hole. I haven't left the house without makeup since I was 16 because I had acne, and now my skin is blotchy and scarred.
Mm-hmm.
Without makeup, people think I look sick. I agree it's not fair that women can hide our flaws with makeup, but he should be aware. That's just what they do.
This conversation is so disappointing, you guys. Of course this dude is an a-hole. Women have so much pressure to look perfect 100% of the time and do anything to make up for any imperfection. So she does exactly that, and he dumps her for it. Not to mention, if he can't handle the acne and he doesn't like her for who she is, then F that insecure, lame-ass dude.
Definitely said that.
Should guys have the conversation? Also mask a lot by growing beards.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, double chin.
I told my girl I would shave my beard off when she's ready to see my true hideous self. I have to agree with that, too. I guess we all kind of do this in a way. You know what I mean? I have love handles and breasts and a big nose and a double chin. And
I'm filled with artificial testosterone.
And I try my best. You know, you find the shirt that you look best in. And
we all try and look our best.
You grow the beard to hide the double chin.
But to throw out the catfishing term, I think I needed to dig more into the story when I finally saw the story and didn't just take it as, you know, face value, skim the headline. Like, wait a minute, this guy's being a shallow A. Yeah, we all try and look better, act different. Don't think you act the way you usually are on date one. Look the way you usually do on date one or even date three.
I agree with the guy, says the texter. I agree with the guy. I am a female. Seeing the videos where women literally transform themselves into something that doesn't even remotely resemble their true selves is astounding. It's like Halloween every day for some of these people.
410-338-1098. Let's go to the phones here. Let's talk to you. Love to talk to a lady or two. I'll clean some of these lines up and talk to you. Let's talk to Blind Mike. Mike.
Hey.
Hey.
How you guys doing?
Good.
Yeah, I think he got sold, you know, a bad bill of goods there.
Ooh.
Just because, you know, you can't cover those kind of things up. But for me, I would look at that as a plus, to be honest with you. Because if I ever got tired of talking to her, I could just read her face.
Oh, get out of here with your Braille jokes.
What?
Doing the funnies with the Braille jokes.
All right, 410-338-1098. Also, yeah, I want to see a picture of him. I'm dying to know if he looks like Finn Balor, okay? If this guy is looking like, you know, young Harrison Ford.
Right.
I bet not. I bet he's looking like a guy that would like to know if I'd like to buy the extended warranty on my GameStop PlayStation 4 title. Let's see here. Old friend Baltimore Joe checking in. What's up?
Hey, guys. Hey,
noted piece of ass, Baltimore Joe.
Good morning, Josh.
Good morning.
All right, so this guy is a complete D-bag. That is ridiculous. Everybody knows that, yes, women wear makeup, guys wear the beards, and I'm a not-so-thin guy, and wear clothes that make you fit a little bit better and stuff. Nobody looks as great as they do from date one, and you don't know the true person until you... This is not catfishing.
All right. Okay.
As our friend Rob Mayer likes to say, you go to bed with Meg Ryan and wake up with Nolan Ryan. Who knows? Maybe they sweat the makeup off during that hookup. Let's go to Zach on line four, patiently holding. Zach, good morning. Would you consider this this guy's got a case? Is he a D-bag? The woman who puts makeup over her acne, and this guy thinks he got catfished.
Well, I think it's a little bit outlandish that he just ended the date like that because, you know, she could have just had an acne breakout the very night before.
Right.
You know, I've had days where I wake up and, you know, I'm like, oh, my God, how did this thing get on my face? And I don't want to sit next to that hot girl in school I got a crush on. You know, give it a day or two. Maybe she'll clear up. You might be looking at a completely different woman. Give it a chance.
Yeah, maybe she got down on some chips and queso. Lord knows if I beat up a couple of quesadillas, I am just looking like Mount Vesuvius. All right, I got Pompeii popping off on my face, which we might need to have another discussion about. I'm not sure if I'm going through second puberty. Zits, brother. Zits. It is. I got one under my beard right now that I'm thinking that I got about two more days and I could donate whatever comes out of this to the Red Cross. Let's go to Casey in Virginia, line six. Casey, good morning. We're opening the catfish lines.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, hey. What's your take on this?
So I have mixed views. I myself don't wear a lot of makeup, but I think, like, the fact that he went on so many dates with her, I think it's a bit shallow of him. But I also know that makeup can really transform your face.
Right.
I actually wear, I have a bad eye, so I wear my bangs over one of my eyes.
Time out.
Hold on.
You just don't drop that.
You
just don't drop that on
have
us.
Have the
no, no,
floor.
No.
What does that even mean? What does a bad eye mean?
You got a gypsy eye?
So my left eye, it's called third nerve palsy. It's like a weird thing. So my eyelid is pretty droopy, but my right eye is completely normal. So when I met my boyfriend at a bar, actually, I kind of opened it up with, by the way, I have a bad eye, but it's great because I only have to wear makeup on one of my eyes. So, like, made a joke about it.
You led with
it.
Strong move.
Yeah, well, I figure, you know, you can find the good ones if you're just open with it. And if they, you know, can get over that, then, you know, then they're not shallow.
So you're almost thinking, like, this girl might have been lucky that this guy did that. So, you know what? Good. She's not going to get saddled with this shallow dude now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Would you mind?
Yeah, we need a pic.
Can you text that picture?
So it's just a droopy eyelid. Is that all it is?
Yep. But I've, like, so I started wearing side bangs in middle school because kids were pretty mean. Now it's actually functional because it protects it from the sun.
Ah, gotcha.
They can't, yeah, I've had it.
You can't fix that? You can't get that fixed in 2019?
No, I've had, like, six surgeries on it.
Damn.
Yeah.
Still? You ever worn an eye patch?
I actually have. It wasn't a cute one, but I always joke about going as a pirate for Halloween, and I still haven't done that for some reason. I don't know why.
Who's the politician that wears the eye patch? Dan Crenshaw?
Yeah,
get
he's
the
awesome.
Dan Crenshaw eye patch. That thing looks like it's out of effing Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah.
He looks like Big
I
Boss.
I totally should.
You should get the Dan Crenshaw eye patch. That thing has got, like, Bluetooth in it. It's got a small screen. Yes, thank you for
so
the
you
call.
So you still got your boyfriend? You guys still together? Are you...
Yeah, we've been together for almost 2 years. So shout out to Carl. He's in the Air Force. So.
There you go.
See,
I love that. See, I'm loving hearing about that. Very cool. Very, very sexy. Let's talk to Evan's been holding for a spell. Evan, good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Morning, boys.
So I know how you're saying it was a double-edged sword, right? Like, the girls have to live up to the beauty standards, and guys obviously want to date an attractive woman, right?
Okay.
But I think my advice to all the ladies, so you don't get stuck with the shallow guys, is the grandma's advice. And grandma would always say, just be yourself.
Oh, yes.
Oh, there we go.
You know what I mean?
There we go. There we go. The Dove campaign for real beauty.
You can avoid it all completely.
I like what that Casey, thank you for the call, buddy. I like what Casey said. Lead with it. Lead with it. I feel like there isn't enough honesty on dates. Start the date with sweatpants. Hair up in a scrunchie, rocked up breath. Everyone eat Doritos before going out. take her or him to a dive bar. Don't set the level so high date one by going out in Armani smelling nice. Look like you just left the gym or like a gang
put
initiation.
Put it all out on the table.
Yes, look like you just got beat into a local gang and show up. This is me at my worst. You still into this? You see my weird facial splotch? You see my crooked eye? You see my hair lip? You see my missing tooth? Huh? You see that? You see that booger right there? Yeah, that booger shows up 2 to 3 times a week. Guess what? I'm also a bit of a farter. Shout out. There you go. Breathe that in. You're going to get used to that if you sleep with me. We need to start being more honest with each other, okay? Start saying stuff to each other like, I can definitely get pregnant. Definitely get pregnant, okay? I am on the run from the law. This is not who I am. I ran afoul of the mob. We will be shot at.
We now take you behind the curtain with Justin Scott and Spiegel on 98 Rock.
Josh saved two dogs from an untimely fate on a backcountry road. And in the process, I think you might have even considered dog napping them. At what point do you hear coming up, do you think you would have actually grabbed them and took the dogs to come live with you?
Well, I wasn't seriously considering keeping them, but I was going to take them home after I saw them just to have them at my house until I could get help, which would be never.
They stay forever with
you. The part of the story that I, upon listening to it again, didn't realize was a big deal, which I think is when you were driving away and there was another guy that came walking down to the end of his driveway.
Yeah.
I think he was wondering, what the hell's going on? Why is there a crazy man walking around our road?
There's a strange man. No, there's a silver alert.
I drove pretty far down that street, and that guy was at the end of his driveway with his dog. And I paused, I stopped and rolled down my window and said, do you know these dogs, or are they your dogs? So I was already driving away.
Go and get off my property.
Do you still to this day worry what happened, or think about what happened to them?
No, I think they went home. I think that they probably had a home, but their owners are idiots because they didn't put collars. These dogs are running around without collars. Just besides, you know, getting hit by a car, they could be stolen.
Yeah, the dog's name's Bandana.
By you someone like me.
Really think of a pug as the kind of dog you let roam around the farm either, you know? Maybe I'm wrong, but...
No, you're right. That's not the type of dog. You think of like a collie. You think of maybe like a German Shepherd or something.
But
a chihuahua or a pug?
Could be a sheep herding pug. Or a herding pug.
Oh, yeah, a lot of those dogs get stolen all the time. Like a French bulldog like I have, they tell you not to like leave where someone could take them easily because that would be a hot commodity to steal them and sell them.
Well, we'll let you determine coming up when you give it a listen again or hear it for the first time. Did Josh save two dogs from an untimely fate? On Behind the Curtain.
Now we need to talk about Josh Spiegel, the news genius. Quite the afternoon yesterday.
That's right. I was running an errand.
Oh.
Driving. And I found myself in the Reisterstown area.
Shout out.
On a rural road with all farms.
Mm-hmm.
And as I'm driving down the road, mm-hmm. I see these two dogs.
Whoa.
Oh, God.
Just walking in the street.
Where were their owners?
There was no human to be found. It was a little pug and a big lab type of mongrel.
I wouldn't believe they were on an adventure.
I think they were,
yeah.
But I didn't. It seemed like they were just stray, and you know, why are they running around? So I pulled over. I blocked someone's driveway. That's how urgent the situation was.
So this was a road that was just one lane in each direction. That kind of rural road.
Yeah, I mean, there wasn't even a marked lane.
Mm.
It was. It's the kind of road where you have to kind of. It's so narrow, you have to move over.
Your closest neighbor's a mile and a half away.
No, so there's no double yellow line
right
in the middle. All right, okay.
So I park. I park. Then I roll down my window, and the big dog approaches. But I didn't know if this thing was going to attack me. So I...
Did they appear to be in good health?
They appeared to be flourishing medically.
Okay.
And I figured I'd do the dog whisperer thing. So I rolled down the window and I said, this is an exact quote and the exact tone I used. They said, hey, how's it going?
Okay. One of them immediately responds in English and you realize you're dealing with a werewolf.
It did not jump into my car aggressively. So I opened the door gingerly. I got out and... it started, it kind of walked around in circles. It wasn't, it didn't stay by me. So then I was trying to see, you know, its collar. And I finally got it near me, and it didn't have a collar on. It had a bandana.
Oh, okay.
The pug stayed away from me. It was just scared. So, but I don't think it had a collar on. So I was about to call. I didn't know what to do. I've never been in that situation. So I was about to call, you know, animal control and so I thought, well, first, you know, what am I going to do? Stay out here? I have things to do. What am I going to wait for?
Right.
Animal control?
What do you do? Mm-hmm.
I've got to go home and eat dinner and watch The Real Housewives.
He's a man of action.
So I thought, okay, I'll just take the dogs to my house.
What?
Mine now. Finders keepers, bitch.
And then contact animal control and figure out what to do. You know, just keep them at my house.
Had you already started to pick out new names for them? Like,
No. I wasn't going to keep them.
Were there houses in the area?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I was parked right in front of a house. I was blocking a driveway. And I was hoping someone would come out, hopefully not with a shotgun.
So it's there's houses there. It's just like...
That's my puppy!
This road doesn't seem very... traveled. It doesn't even have a double yellow line, so it's like a more of like a side street.
Yeah, but there were several cars that did drive by, and I had to get in the middle of the street.
What?
Oh God!
You could have been
killed.
You're
in the middle of the street.
To risk my life because the dogs, you know, they're not they didn't know to get out of the street, so I had to shoo the car away.
And you were shooing the car away, not the dog away.
Yes. I said, I was trying to get the dog out of the street. I was saying, hey, go over there. And I had my dog, Farfel, with me.
And what did the drivers of these cars do? They look at you like a crazy person?
No, they saw the dogs. They realized what was going on. And
did anybody go, oh, hey, what's up, Josh? Hey!
No. So I figured I would take them home, figure out what to do from there. So I open, I have my new Jones Nissan.
A lot of space for stray dogs.
Yeah, you could fit 10 Great Danes in the back.
Wow, that's spacious. Your new name is Drulius Caesar.
So I opened the back door, the cargo door, and the big dog jumped right in. Felt right at home.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
The pug was still a bit away, hesitant. So, of course, my dog is not always friendly to other dogs. He's protective of me. So he immediately started growling at this dog.
Oh, you had your dog in the car?
Yes. And
we've got new friends, Farfel.
But my dog was on the back seat. So... So Farfel growled at this dog, this unidentified stray dog, and the dog immediately jumped out of the car. And
now what?
So the dogs are hanging out, and I didn't know what to do. And then all of a sudden, after a few more minutes, the pug takes off running away towards the farmland. And the big dog starts chasing it. So I don't know if they were just strays in the area or if they...
So you gave chase foot through the cornfield.
Yes.
Brushing crops aside, livestock, and angry farmers be damned.
You swam across a river.
Yeah, Geronimo! Yeah.
We'll go with that.
None of that happened. They were dogs that just lived right in the area and were just out on... Out on what Justin said. They were just...
I feel like they were probably... They lived at that farm and they kind of just wandered.
Well, but what bothered me is, you know, if you've got a dog, put a collar on it because
just for identification purposes, so you know what medicines they're allergic to.
Unless the dogs were like, we're going to take our own collars off, we're going rogue. And I forgot to mention,
what I also I thought the dogs were in distress because when I first drove down that road, just as I saw them, I slowed down and they were on my left side on the grass, chasing alongside my car like they were asking for help.
What? Oh, wow. No, they weren't.
So they were like. Chasing my mind. No, they were. I'm telling you, I slowed down.
They were
down.
Just excited.
There's a farmer in a field somewhere clutching his chest who sent those two to town for
Here,
help.
I got a text. It says, I live in the farmlands of Reisterstown, Glendon area. On the back roads, you find a dog, you just leave them. You leave them go. They will go home. A lot of hunting dogs running around there, too.
Okay.
You just leave them.
They had no collars, and they were right near a major road.
Oh.
So they could have gotten hit by a car.
Could have gotten squished.
And then when I drove away after the dogs, I saw a guy standing in a driveway with a different dog. And I stopped, and I rolled down my window on my right side, and I said, excuse me, are you missing two dogs? I just saw two dogs running around. And he said no, as his German Shepherd barked very aggressively towards me.
Mm.
So that was my afternoon, boys.
Well, the schedule says Josh saved two dogs.
I think he shooed them off of a busy highway.
Did he
I
save
think he
them?
Shooed
that,
them
is
off
that
of,
accurate?
I take it. He right, shooed them it. Off of a busy highway,
I'll
even if he never
it.
Took them
Fine.
Home, to give them a much better life under the name Orville Redenbacher and Ozzy Osbourne.
This is Behind the Curtain with Justin Scott and Spiegel on 98 Rock.
Bill Bellamy, one of the best. Hey, you want to say what happened off the air as we were saying goodbye to him?
What
little
happened?
Little behind the curtain talk?
I don't remember what happened.
You remember what happened?
What happened?
Bill's the best. You get someone like Bill up here, you don't need anybody else up here. So sometimes we'll get we get offers of other guests.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes we'll be like, we have Bill Bellamy is at this one club. And then we got, you know, who the hell else, you know, John Tell, the Giggle Prince across the street. And we'll be like, we're going to hold off on the Giggle Prince and talk to Bill Bellamy. Well, I guess that somehow got screwed up in the conversation somewhere. And another comic showed up to promote a show. And we're like, this is Bellamy's morning in. You don't want to follow that. He's just too damn good. He's too active. He's too on point. He's too fresh looking. And he gave us an idea for accessories a week, too. We might wear some necklaces, jewelries, bracelets coming up this week, which I never have. There's never been a point in my life where I did the chain, the bracelet. Was there ever a younger day for a Josh or Scott where you guys were?
I kind of wore a necklace, a beaded necklace, when I lived in Dallas for a little while.
Where'd you get it? Did you buy it for yourself or was it a gift?
No, I bought it.
That's a lie.
Yeah, I bought it for myself.
Okay.
And in the mall, I don't know what came over me. But no, I'm really serious about getting a bracelet because when I got a Fitbit like 5 months ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And I kind of like how it looks on me. And so I've been wanting to get a bracelet. So I want to get a bracelet. I got to figure out about a bracelet.
This week we try on bracelets. As we go bracelet shopping for the news genius.
It's like rich people. I don't know what. And like Bill Bellamy's not like super rich, obviously. But like.
You ain't hurting.
I was watching. You know who's super rich? Jeremy Clarkson from Top Gear. The car show Top Gear.
Yeah.
The biggest show in the world.
The Grand Tour.
And I was watching a video of him getting into a Ford GT, which is very hard to get into. And he's a big man. And he has, like, the same kind of bracelets, like those, like, beaded bracelets.
Really?
Like, you just look around, like, everyone has, like, those tiger eye, like, beaded bracelets now. And it's, like, they're the go-to accessory. And all rich people have them. And everyone has them. It's, like...
I want rich person stuff.
I usually wear a watch, but my battery died. So I'm going to get that battery fixed. But that's about it. Watch. Maybe back in the day I wore a necklace from time to time. But no, yeah, okay. Not a big accessory.
Bracelets for Josh. Necklaces for Scott and just gaudy rings for me.
Oof.
Toe rings. I want toe rings next week. Bill Bellamy stopped up. We loved him to death. I'm behind the curtain.
Mr. Bill Bellamy.
I can't.
Mr. Kimmer.
Every time.
Kiss me on the lips.
Color. What kind of coat is that he's wearing?
It's a famous person's coat.
Man.
That's a famous person's coat.
That's a famous person's coat.
Yes, what kind of coat? Famous person.
What is that? I want to know what brand that is.
This, I don't know. Hey, Bill, sit down and get on mic, first of all. Our man over here, Speegs. Yeah, how much weight have you lost, Josh?
46
46 pounds.
46 pounds. Yes.
Josh lost 46 pounds, and he may be able to wear a coat like that.
Nah, yeah, I don't want to steal your style.
Josh, two more months, you will be right here.
Yes. Oh, okay.
But you know what's saying? You look good, man. You look like now you chicks are starting to feel you a little better.
Yeah, I'm feeling chicks. Yes.
Right. You know, Starbucks, you getting a couple more conversations.
Baltimore Comedy Factory tonight, tomorrow night. Let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Because you have a very amazing style.
Thank you, sir.
A great ass.
And right now you got like a little wool beanie on. You got some sunglasses on. People might not know who you are. You might be like a little incognito. But
yes,
when you walk around looking like that, people have to look at you and go, that guy's famous. Like, he's gotta
something
be famous.
About him is famous. Like, he's something about that jacket.
He's somebody.
No, I'm serious.
He's a man of
dignity.
You
have like a famous style and look about you.
You look like a foreign dignitary.
Thank you, sir. You know what it is you know, style is timeless and style is effortless for me because it's just how I felt today.
So do you have,
because it's wintertime, like I never get to wear this in California. Like, you know what I'm saying? When you come back east, like, I get to get fly because you can wear layers and scarves and stuff like that. You know, it's 52. You look crazy in California with this on. What is he, anemic?
So you live in L.A.?
Yeah, of course.
So you must have a stylist come over or two.
Yeah. You know, I have a couple, actually, you know, but they do different things. Like, certain stylists will give me, like, this kind of look, you know, where it's sort of like, I call this, like, East Coast cool. You know what I'm saying? Because this is really
colors,
like a really
flies,
grays and blacks and, you know, sort of like browns. You know, it's like a wintery thing. But this doesn't go for everything. Like, it looks perfect. Like, literally getting off the plane like this is fly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because you in first class and everyone's like,
that's what I'm saying. Sam. Uh-huh. When you get off a plane and you walk through an airport, people must go, look, I don't know.
I think that's Sam Jackson.
Can I take a picture with you? I love doing Pulp Fiction. Yeah. You need to do this live.
No, I swear to God.
Say what again one more time.
This lady, right, very well-dressed white woman, maybe around in her 60s, very classy lady.
Mm-hmm.
She was well taken care of. You can tell she lives the good life, right?
Yeah.
She sits right next to me, and the whole time she's trying to figure out who I am. She has no clue. It is killing her. She keeps looking at me. She's like, I know he's somebody.
Is she on her phone Googling? I see that.
She's like trying to Google. People Google, right?
Is she pretending to do the on the phone, but take a picture?
Yeah, click. Take a picture of my ear, right?
Yeah. I think I'm sitting next to DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Jeff, I know it's
him. That's Will Smith's stupid...
So get this right. So the lady comes up to me. She goes, Mr. Bellamy, is it possible I get a picture with you before you leave the flight? And she's like, oh, my God, are you famous? And I said, nah, not really. I'm all right. She was like, well, you know what? You have the right feeling. You're going to make it.
Thank you.
I thought it was brilliant.
Thank you for the co-sign.
She had no idea I'd done anything. She was like, would you take a picture with me? Because I bet you my kids know who you are. And I was like, that's nice, man. She was so cool about it.
Now, let me ask you about the stylist, Bill Bellamy, Baltimore Comedy Factory, tonight, tomorrow night. Will you be, for the sake of fashion and looking fly... I don't want to say compromise, but maybe say yes to things that you normally wouldn't say to you. Or does she come to you?
I
and
have
like,
made some blunders, bro.
Or are you just like, no, I can't. No, I can't.
What's fashion blunder you said?
Dude,
this,
I had.
What if you said
one.
No
I
to you? You're like, I can't. Yeah, those. I cannot wear those pants.
They don't work, right? This is hilarious because you know I got real crew like you guys. How you guys
oh,
keep it honest?
They
with
will
you,
if you,
you
walk in a room,
annihilate you
oh,
like
yes.
literally.
Yes.
They'll just start laughing to death until you take them off. Right.
Right.
So my stylist was like, "Bill, these pants are like the fly. They were like almost like MC Hammer ish.
Oh yeah.
You know how they got the drop crotch a little bit."
Yeah.
My friends, I came downstairs. I had a show. I never forget because I got humiliated. I went right back to the room. As soon as I hit the lobby, it was like, reload.
Just
I was like, dude, I was shredding. I had to go back upstairs. I was like, y'all don't even like the pockets?
Like, not even the pockets?
They was like, Bill, you really going on stage looking like that? I was like, dog, man, Okira gave me these pants. They was like, nah, B, that ain't the one, man. I'm sorry,
Did you
bro.
Know in your head, though? Or
I kind of felt like I was pushing it. It was a little too much. It was very Chris Brownish.
Right.
And I'm a little too old to be wearing these kind of pants, but they was kind of fly for the look I had.
Oh,
and
the beaded bracelets that you have on.
Yes.
I've been wanting to get a bracelet because I started wearing a Fitbit, and I thought, well, maybe I should get a bracelet, too.
Yeah, just mix it in together so you look fashionable and you don't look so like, oh, my God, I'm counting my heart rate.
Now, should I get a beaded one like you?
Yeah,
or,
you got to get beaded.
Beaded?
Beads. And you can get you can mix them together. They don't even have to be, like,
now,
you know, the same.
Is that strictly just accessorizing, or is there any kind of meaning to those?
Well, these are tiger eyes, which is...
tiger eyes?
Tiger eyes really supposed to be, like, protection and, you know, just, you know, really a positive sort of energy to them.
Okay.
So
okay.
certain stones do have good energy to them. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like onyx and tiger's eye. And then you have,
you gotta get some tiger eye speaks.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? Just to protect all that hard work you've been doing.
Like a tiger eye.
Get a wolf penis. Just wear it like a pen.
It'll hang off of my hand.
Speaking of wolf, I got to tell y'all a funny story, right? So
please.
I live in California and, you already know where I'm going. So I go walk my dogs. I hate walking my dogs late, but I'm like, cool, man.
What kind
it's
of
been
dogs?
Raining. Because you're going to laugh. They're rescues. But they really, really are cute little dogs.
So they're little.
Yeah. They're baby dogs. Like, I didn't get my wife got this. You know what I'm saying? Like, I came home to this. So, but they're my dogs, though.
Yeah.
Right? But I didn't pick nothing. Yeah. I got nothing to do with this. But I take them to the vet and stuff, right? So my dogs is like, yo, man, I got to pee, man. Like, you know, they talk to me.
Uh-huh.
Yo, Bill, man, take us out, man, because we got to pee, because it's been raining so much in California that the dogs act weird with the rain, because they bougie dogs, right? So I'm walking my dogs, man. It's dark. It's like 10 o'clock, and my dog starts going, oh, 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 oh.
Yeah.
I said, dude, what's up?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yo, it's something over there in them bushes, man. Right? Then my other dog said, I said, what's up? They started spazzing on me, right? Exactly. I said, what's up? Because it's dark a little bit. Out of the bush, it comes a coyote.
Oh, God.
Yes!
A mountain lion.
A mountain lion of a coyote. Not even the baby one. The mama.
The big one.
The big dog.
That will remove your throat.
Listen to me clearly. There was a little baby with the mama. So what was gangster about coyotes is they hunt on some gangster stuff. They make, like, they set you up. So, like, you would think it'd be a small little coyote over there. It's a couple of them.
Diversionary tactics.
Diversionary, right?
Oh, my God.
So the mama came out the bushes like, yo, I will eat both your dogs.
Well, they will, too.
Right now.
They will.
And you if you get low. I said, let's run.
Let's run. Run.
He bolted.
Run. Get back there. We knocked over garbage cans and everything.
Get up!
You're not kidding, though. That's a problem out there. Those coyotes will
Dude,
eat those little dogs.
Cut to
thinking
cut
twice.
To I start telling people I saw a coyote. And my neighbors is like, yeah, they got my Pomeranian the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, it's for bro. Coyotes do not play. Do y'all have them out here?
No.
Nah, they probably shot them all out.
We got
here.
Black bear. We got black bear around here, but they see you and they run off for the most part. But
coyotes will take a smaller animal. Like a dog that's under 50 pounds can get it.
Easy.
I would think.
Easy.
I don't even know because it seems like they're roughly the same size. But I think coyotes got another kind of wildlife game.
How many stoned heads that are out there hiking to go and try and pet that thing?
Hey, man.
Oh, would you look at that?
There's a cute
someone's
little dog.
Dogs out here, man. Hey,
oh,
what's your name?
Not chill, man. Not even remotely chill.
Dude, that wasn't cool, man. I was just trying to say hello.
Whatever. Whatever. You know what? Unfollowed.
Unfollowed.
Unfollowed, bro.
Hey, how does the colorblind thing work, man?
Hey, we're still on. Justin Scott Speed from 90 Rock Radio. I just want to make sure you don't say nothing.
How's the colorblind thing work?
Hot mics.
That's hilarious.
All the time. That's the answer.
It works.
Oh, my God, that's funny. Hey, good morning. Bill Bellamy in studio.
Now, I don't want to ask something. If you, listen, feel free to say no, right? Okay?
You guys always ask me illegal stuff. You guys are ridiculous. Go ahead.
Ken Josh Spiegel, our news genius.
No.
Man,
I
listen to me.
I don't even know.
Stop it.
I know what I'm doing.
I don't even know what he's going to ask. I just want to.
Yeah, this is on me.
Okay, go ahead, dog. Freestyle.
Would he be able to try on your sunglasses?
No. I don't want to do that. I don't.
Hey, Josh, it could be a move. I think it would be kind of.
You don't want those on my face.
No, I don't, but I think I would take a chance.
I don't.
But I would take a chance.
You can say no.
No, I could say yes. I think because Josh is on his way to some cool stuff.
I think with that track jacket he's wearing today.
Yo, dude, let's.
And the black and the gold.
Can we film this?
Yeah.
Hold on, who's the
hip-hop producer that lost everything? You're going to look like Scott Storch.
Yeah.
You're going to look like Scott Storch today. That's hilarious.
Hello, yeah.
Put that on, Josh Storch.
This is my boy Josh right now. Josh is about to put on those glasses.
Oh, dude.
I knew it.
Dude, you look...
No, don't do karate moves.
Unbelievable.
Just that cool.
Josh, give me this motion right here.
Wow.
This right here. Stacks.
Don't he look like White Boy Rick?
Stacks.
He look like White... You got racks on racks on racks.
Oh, yeah.
See what the sunglasses do for you,
We man? Went from hipster Josh yesterday to international R&B hip-hop producer.
Playboy. You know what I'm saying? Right now, we're doing. You put those glasses on. Now, go put back on them lens crafts. So go ahead. Go back to
what
your
are
real
these?
Life.
Tom Ford.
Yeah, Tom Ford. You know, just quintessential down the pocket. But these are flavor. Like,
that's the brand.
You getting different type of chicks with these on.
Are those is that real gold? Are those gold?
That's
gold.
These is thin.
Bill is going to throw those out. I guarantee you.
No.
These are like my morning. Well, you got to see my afternoon shade. These just
how many sunglasses you travel with?
I travel with about 8 to 9.
It's unbelievable.
I own 8 to 9 of my life.
Bill Bellamy, comedian, hilarious, but we're just so enamored by your style that we end up just talking about your style the whole time. There's a new show on Netflix. Have you seen Slobby's World?
No.
Slobby's World? What's that?
He's in Arizona, and he runs a store. The guy's insane. He's a big, fat, white guy. He's got grills in, and everybody loves him. But he's one of the premier dealers of, like, you know what's coming back? Vintage, like, 80s and 90s
right there.
Type stuff.
Ooh,
how's that
Slobby's World.
Slobby. Like Max Headroom era.
Yeah.
And he's one of the go-to guys for, like, vintage, like, 80s and 90s stuff. He would have some of the most unbelievable sunglasses.
Like gazelles and, like,
yes!
Yeah.
Yes.
These are very much like a gazelle, sort of like
he's
that
80s. He's got all these brands that I don't even remember.
But people used to rock them, though.
And he knows all about the bootlegs. He knows about the fakes. He knows about the real ones. He knows all the pricing on everything.
Damn.
And this stuff right now is going through the roof.
Let me tell you what I got.
This vintage, like, 80s, 90s is now the hottest stuff.
Vintage MTV stuff that nobody can get right now. I bet you that would fit. Like, you know, remember when we had Rockin' Jock?
I got like
a Rockin' Jock leather jacket with the leather sleeve.
Hell yeah.
I got like my jerseys. Like me and Dan Cortez. I bet
you're
that's
sitting on a gold mine. I don't know if
you can't even get that no more.
I don't know if we want to sell any of it. There's guys that pull up. Like, there was a guy that pulled up in the back of this store, Slobby's World, and he opens the doors, and I'm not even kidding, nothing was folded, nothing was anything. It was just mounds of jerseys.
Damn.
Like them starter jerseys, the baseball jerseys.
Yeah, I got all that. I got all
day.
That.
The starter jackets.
Do you remember when starter jackets were fire?
Yes.
Dude, I remember
when
it was every kid in Waldorf, Maryland had never sniffed the West Coast. Everyone had a Raiders starter jacket.
Oh, you had to.
If you were thugging and bugging, or you wanted
thugging
to be,
and bugging, or you wanted to thug and bug.
Walnut Court, okay? The Schlamskys. Yeah, little Chester had himself a triple XL Raiders hoodie jacket.
You can't get it. See, that's what I
love
about
that jacket.
That jacket is
fire. Explain what that jacket is. You know what that is. That's the Dream Team. Remember the Dream Team?
Oh, hell yeah.
And look at this jacket. That, like, a...
Yo, I wear that often.
I wear that right now.
I wear that often.
It's
and let me tell you,
show.
You rock that. We rock that right there with some nice jeans and some fresh J's. You are killing everybody.
So, listen, tell your stylist. I don't want to tell you how to live your life,
but
Bill Bellamy.
Get it together.
Start getting in on, like, the 80s, 90s vintage stuff, and you start rocking that early and often.
I could pull out. I can go in my closet right now
you
and go
already.
Get... And go pull out one of them starter jackets that will kill everybody in the room.
Do you know
because
you?
Because right now you'd be like, oh,
I remember that.
Yeah.
You want to get
it's
me to dive
dude.
Into your closet right now? You break out this piece right here. What kid worth their suburban weight didn't own that 90s Charlotte Hornets pullover?
Yes.
The Charlotte 90s pullover. I didn't even watch basketball.
The turquoise and purple, dude.
Turquoise?
The turquoise and purple joint was so fire.
How fresh is that?
That was Muggsy Bogues. Yes. That was Alonzo Mourning and Larry Johnson era.
I'm paying
that's early 90s, ain't it?
Yeah, oh, that's 90s.
That's 90s. That's LJ. That's grandmama.
That's Sega Genesis. That's Super Nintendo.
Oh, Super Nintendo.
What is a PlayStation? Oh, that is 16-bit era.
16-bit.
Oh, hey, he also deals in video games.
You got to blow it. And put it back in.
They say don't do that because the
spit,
the moisture from your
breath
will screw up the cartridge.
Can I show you something I purchased recently?
What you get, bro?
You're a fashionista.
Yes, sir.
These poor gentlemen here regularly have to see me take some real chances with my fashion now and then. We have the famous pullover. Well, this is showing up next week.
You're not moving. You're standing still, right? You got to take them chances.
You're going with the...
No!
How's that treating you?
No! I don't think I get on board.
What is that? What is the video game is that?
It's
Assassin's Creed.
Assassin's Creed!
Yes, I look like one of the Order of the Assassins. You Templar sons of bitches. I see you coming for me. I got the wrist blade.
You definitely got the sword and everything. You could jump from roof to roof.
Yes.
I see you.
Ezio. Can you describe what that is for those that...
For the people that's not really... You know, it's gothic. It's sexy, cool. It's definitely Assassin's Creed.
Cloakish?
It's cloakish.
It's a men's extra large cardigan cloak.
It is a cloak. All
it's
right.
A cardigan cloak.
Cardigan cloak.
Yeah, I saw that.
I don't know.
I'm easily tricked by advertisements.
And you know what? When you wear that, your last name is Stark.
Stark.
Let's put that up on our social media and see if the listeners...
You are the Lord of Winterfell.
How about this? How about I wait and I'll bring it in? And we'll put it up.
You got to post it.
Do you know how much I spent on that?
I would say $72.
$17.99. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Totally worth it.
It's basically made out of tissue paper.
So what is it? Was it like a blanket from your grandmother's like back room?
It's probably made from an old blanket.
Yeah.
It's probably made from a dryer
sheet. It's probably cozy.
It's cozy. It one wash and it just melts. But whatever, it's $17.99. I'm going to look like the biggest jackass wearing that.
Dude, but you got to wear, like, a nice chain or something so they'll think you like G-Eazy.
Oh, God, I gotta get something around
you
the
neck. I don't wear start wearing
white
a chain.
White guys don't wear any jewelry. You guys keep it so basic. Not a watch. You guys don't even know what time it is.
I gotta get the bracelet. I'm getting the bracelet.
You're doing a Fitbit, so you know your heart's working. Just what you doing?
I used to wear a reindeer antler around my neck that Finlandic shaman told me was good luck, and then my girlfriend got unexpectedly pregnant, so I ripped it off and threw it in a river.
Yeah.
That's about the closest thing that you ever had on. That I had on.
That was kind of fancy.
I've never worn watches. Rings, necklaces. I've never
been
an accessory
guy. You guys
guy.
Keep it so basic. I like that. You know what I'm saying? You guys ain't really stretching out on accessories.
Hey, and I'll write it down. Next week, accessory week. Next week, we're going to ramp up the accessories on the show per Bill Bellamy. We're going
to
do necklaces, rings.
Just something,
monocle.
Man. Just look like you guys got jobs.
Monocle. Oh, God. Hurtful. So hurtful.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I mean these guys
do, right?
are in here, like, literally, they have no jewelry, no watch, no chain, no, you know.
I'm getting a bracelet.
Soon as you put on these sunglasses, but they're actually lenses, you looked like a rock star.
Because
you got the nice little track jacket. It's effortless cool, bro.
You might want to
step your game up.
All right.
Bougie.
Thank you.
Once you get the beads, the beaded bracelets, and some real glasses... Your booty count going up.
Okay. Thank you.
How does the stylist work? Do you pay the stylist like monthly basis or something, and then they just come by with a whole bunch of stuff?
They have a retainer.
You do it on a project. So like, say, for instance, I say, all right, I'm about to do press for 4 cities. I need you to just go shopping for me and just come with, I need 4
and
or 5
they come by the house.
Different looks. They come to the house with a rack.
Oh, see?
Damn. And you should like it, hate it.
Put that back in the car.
And like, where do they go? They go to Target?
Like that.
Because that's where I go. I go to Target.
No, you can't do it at Target.
Can I ask what's the most expensive single article of clothing you own? What's the most expensive single article of clothing?
Clothing?
Just a shirt, a pair of pants.
What about a watch?
You
probably got a watch worth $10,000.
I can't even.
You can write it down.
Yeah.
We won't say it. We'll definitely say it.
Watches is real big for me. The most I ever did on a watch was probably about 9 Gs.
Yeah.
So, but all the watches that I like start at 3. So, like, Breitling's.
Yeah, same.
You know what I'm saying? Like the real watches. You know what I'm saying? IWC is like, I don't know. They might get you for $7,500. But they're classic timepieces. This is not.
And they may go. They'll probably go up in value.
You know, and it's like for instance, it's I like got this investment. One Breitling right now, right? I bought it maybe, I want to say maybe 6 years ago. For whatever reason, that style went up in value. See? So I bought it for like $3,000, $3,500. It's worth $8,000.
Damn,
but,
see?
But I'm saying like...
It sounds like a Rolex.
But I'm saying
investment.
Certain things are so quality, and because they do limited releases, those are smart purchases, right? But like clothes, the clothes you never... Unless it's a vintage thing, you know, I think one of the most expensive jackets... The leather jacket. It was like 5 G's. Maybe.
Must be nice.
Yeah. I found this shirt.
Bill Bellamy, Baltimore Comedy Factory tonight, tomorrow night. We love you. Have a great show.
Thank you, man.
It's time to go Behind the Curtain with Justin Scott and Spiegel on 98 Rock.
What kind of junk you got in your trunk? Go to JSS 98 Rock on Twitter, and you'll see we sent down one of our buddies, Matt, to go through my trunk, which is just nothing but costumes, wrestling equipment. Here, I'll even get behind the curtain. You'll hear me tease coming up, and if you listened on Friday, I kept talking about a box full of something. Well, I have in the back of my car, I have some ammunition.
Is that illegal?
No idea. Probably shouldn't even say this. Yeah, I have some ammunition.
Is that dangerous?
It's definitely dangerous. It's luckily... In a box. You'll see a cardboard box. If you open that up, you'll find a lockbox in there. But you know, when I get pulled over, I have to tell them that. I have to tell police officers, hey, just letting you know, I have a box of ammunition in my car. No weapon, but I do have ammunition in there. And most of the time, they're usually like, thank you for telling me. You mind popping your trunk? Pop it open. Go out there. I keep a... Matter of fact, I wish I had my keys with me. I'll show you the key to it. Yeah, pop it open. I show them, hey, look, there's some 38, some 22s, and some 5.56s. So... We did not have him bring that up.
No. Why don't you take him out?
I want to go to the range on Sunday. It's been a little bit, and I put it in there about a month ago. I've been trying to get to the range, shout out, Free State, and for some reason or another, kids, I just can't get there. So maybe this Sunday I got some time. I got to do a Jimmy's bowling tournament, the Dundalk Lanes. I think it's right off of Merritt, Dundalk, wherever the hell that is. So stop out, 4 o'clock. It's all for the SPCA or Barks or something. I'll be there. But yeah, maybe I'll go to Free State afterwards and throw a couple of down range. You ever taken your rifle out, the one I got you?
I have not.
It's propped up in the corner, deterrent for a home invasion.
I have yet to do that.
Well, we're going to go shooting at some point. Hear about it coming up. They rooted through my trunk and found all kinds of weirdness, and we talked to you about what's in yours on Behind the Curtain.
Justin Scott and Spiegel from erockmedialine.com and 410-338-1098. What's in your trunk and how long has it been there?
Yeah. Oh. My trunk's a sitch.
Yeah,
my trunk's
last night.
Bad.
Where's all the stuff?
Oh,
my God.
Oh, no. We sent out...
We sent one of our illustrious staff here down to the car. Here, just throw it right here.
Just dump it all right there.
Yeah.
Because you were saying that your car, your trunk is just a situation.
Thank you, Matt. Yeah, whenever I have to, or I have the blessing of getting a new vehicle from Jones Bel Air Hyundai.
What the hell is that?
Ask for Kevin or Jen. That goes inside of you. I usually have to do the trunk swap. You pull the new car up to the old car. Yep. You take the stuff out of there. You put it in there, whatever. That process has taken me well over an hour before. Just the amount of garbage in there. You said to go out, get a bag, bring it in. There's not enough bags and boxes in this building to gather
Speaks,
everything.
Catch. Oh, my
go.
God.
Oh, God. Oh!
Oh!
What the hell is that? Life vest?
Yeah, just in case.
Why do you have a life vest
in case
your
I go,
trunk?
In case I go into the water and I have to get out, I'll be fine. Actually, I wore that for wrestling one day when I went to Hollywood, Maryland. And here was the line. I wore it and I cut a promo with the crowd. I said, you might be asking why I'm wearing a life preserver. Because I'm drowning in white trash.
Yeah,
yeah, they hated that.
Look at this. Look
another
at that.
Thing. That, yeah. I have one of those too. Didn't you buy those for us?
I did. That's my floppy yard hat. I wear that when I work out in my, when I work in my yard. When
No, you don't.
I do. I'm an old lady.
You got a football. Why? You don't play football or throw football.
That is for when my stepson and I will throw the pigskin around. Gavin and I will go out front. We'll throw a couple of wobbly balls at each other.
I'll get her out.
Yep.
I'll get hurt.
Not a lot of spirals in Justin's house.
If you throw it softly, I might.
No, I'm not.
A gentle lob. Wow, this is all, man, there's so much other crap in there. Oh, there you go. There you go.
410-338-1098. We were talking about this earlier in the week, that a lot of times the trunk is the place that you don't go into that often. So when you open it up, you go, oh, crap, oh, wow. I forgot that was in my trunk. And then you just never take it out. Oh, my, that's disturbing.
That's, sorry about that.
Ooh, Spieg's a mask.
That's a sex
mask. Oh, wow. Yeah. Justin just asked for the life preserver back.
Yeah, I'm going to put that
on. Oh, you want to put it on?
Yeah, just in case.
I thought you didn't want to give it up.
There's my, oh, buddy, how are you going to do?
Maryland flag pants.
There we go. That's from my, mask. What's that company?
I love that.
Where's that mask at?
Here.
Thank you, Josh.
What's the mask for?
Doing it. Actually, this was the mask I wore to the ring at the WrestleFest. Oh.
This is all like costume stuff.
Yeah, it's not costume stuff. Yeah, there's
your
my
neck brace. There's your neck brace. The legendary neck brace.
Oh, God. There we go. There's my Eyes Wide Shut mask. There's my shoes.
Yeah,
if you
get pulled over and someone goes through, a cop goes through your trunk.
Oh, I'm getting shot. And I deserve it.
You're going to end up on a list somewhere.
Yeah.
Gold shoes.
I'm just going to put it all on. Oh, eye patch. Let's not forget the eye patch.
Oh, those are the shoes I get. Oh, yeah.
You lent those to me. I got them for you for your birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we are. Let's just get that on.
Yeah, just pray you don't. Yeah, you get a picture of that.
I get pulled over looking like this. And hold on, let me get my sash on first. Let me get my sash on.
Don't cover the neck.
Yeah, you pull this guy over, you just open fire. Yeah. You
have a black curly wig, a mask, a neck brace, a green scarf, life, what do you call those things, a life jacket?
A life preserver for when I head out into the ocean to see to it that I don't drown beneath the waves.
410-338-1098, what's in your trunk? Why and how long has it been there?
Mm-hmm.
And the texters are right on task with this one.
Shout out to all of you on Twitter as well.
The trunk is that weird space in the universe where things end up in there, and sometimes they just never make their way out of there for whatever reason. It's just that's where that belongs now.
It's the definition of out of sight, out of mind. You don't see it, so it just stays in there.
But then when you do see it, sometimes the things never get taken out. They just, that's where that lives now.
I'm legitimately embarrassed of my trunk. It's so heaping with stupidness.
You have a reason, though. You're driving from here to there for work and gigs and your murder mysteries, and a lot of them are props, and
wrestling
they end up in
well.
There. It almost is like a moving closet for you at this
point.
Yeah,
I do get a lot of stuff. Like, I'm going to be in Hollywood, Maryland tomorrow night with MCW Wrestling. And
St. Mary's County?
He knows.
Shout out
St.
Mary's.
There's literally not a city he doesn't know the county of. And I will be reaching into the trunk and grabbing the outfit that I will wear that night. So, yes, that kind of makes sense.
Here are two that this is exactly what we're talking about. I have a giant bag of packing peanuts that's been in my trunk for 3 years.
Damn.
It's just there.
Damn.
3 years. It's just in there. I have my deceased husband's remains in my trunk.
Got a body?
No, like the cremation. The cremains.
Oh, okay.
I have my deceased husband's ashes in my trunk since I got them from the funeral home because I don't know what to do with them. Just ashes in the trunk.
I get old water bottles, but a loved one's ashes? Figure that out today.
Work used to give us free turkeys for Thanksgiving.
Oh, no.
My coworker forgot his was in his trunk until spring.
God, the smell.
What did that look or smell or feel like?
This might be the longest of all things. Rosalie writes, I have a Raggedy Ann doll in my truck that's been there since I moved out of my parents' house in 2005.
And that's just where that doll lives now.
That's where
it almost becomes a part of the trunk. Like, you can't take that out. No, that's where that goes.
Yeah, there's a lot.
I have a yoga mat and equestrian boots that have gone through 4 cars in 15 years.
Damn.
She just keeps moving them from car to
That's
car.
That's hilarious.
To car.
You just keep transferring the garbage. I mean, this trunk garbage, which, by the way, you can see a picture of at JSS98Rock, including the box filled with things I can't talk to you about on the air, has probably been in 4 cars. It's gone from a Sonata
see?
To a Genesis to an Elantra to a Honda. Same condition of the trunk. Same crap condition.
Well, I'm looking at a picture of it. It is. God, that is loaded.
It is
stuff.
Messy.
I see dress shirts and ties.
Yep.
And gym bag.
Mm-hmm.
And we got some pictures from some of our listeners. 410-338-1098. Call or text. What's in your trunk? How long has it been there? Or if you want to take a picture of your trunk and send it to us.
Make a little montage, maybe.
Here's somebody's got a case of water, jumper cables.
Is that the Andy Gonzalez pick? Is it safe to drink that water?
Yeah.
Is it okay? That stuff doesn't melt, like what do they call BCAs or whatever, into the water.
See, that's not too bad. You know what would kill me about that trunk? The bottles rolling around every day.
Yeah, how is that not making all the noise in the world? Like when I had a skateboard and a cleaner trunk and that thing would thunk, thunk, thunk as I'd make turns, it would drive me nuts.
Barb, Jesus, with that frickin' stripper shoe. Oh my God.
Barb, damn. I am looking at something. It looks like you got that out of Gene Simmons' closet.
What is the furry thing in the lower right?
What is that? I see two big balls. I see some Guardians of the Galaxy merch. What looks to be a bulletproof vest. I don't know what that pink thing is. And yeah, what's the furry thing in the corner? Jeremy Roman. Yours is full of like high school assignments, even though I know you're well out of high school. Strange Japanese or Korean snack foods. I think that's Korean snack foods. I'm seeing some Popeyes. I'm seeing some Royal Farms.
Tell me those Royal Farm bags. Is that trash?
I'm looking at chicken in that bag.
Oh dude,
Jeremy,
clean out your effing trunk.
Buddy.
This is what we're talking about.
And Mr. Hackman back there, he's got his little peen outfit and a bunch of twine with which to tie someone down. Shout out to the listener of the month.
This is Behind the Curtain with Justin Scott and Spiegel on 98 Rock.
Josh, again, by God, your basement. It's flooded again. We did a break on Thursday. It's 6 months from the last time it flooded. A year since the last time it flooded before that. Have you gotten close with the stuff that's gone on between broken appliances, screwed up roofs, multiple floodings, to selling?
I've thought about how great it would be to just rent, like I used to do, you know, rent an apartment. But I enjoy having a little more space and privacy. I value my privacy. And don't like being around any people. So, no, I'm not interested in selling at this point.
Can I ask you this?
Yeah.
How long you been there? Gotta be 10 years now, right?
More than 10 years, about 2008.
What's the biggest amount of money you've sunk into it?
Oh, God.
I think you're due. You gotta get it up. It seems like it's starting to
probably the basement. I don't know. The basement problems. I mean, I've had three floods.
Yeah, that's when you start worrying about mold and respiratory issues.
$7 million in renovations.
I know. I always think about the, you know, oh, you're going to turn a profit when you sell your house one day. But if I put that against the profit from the house versus what I had to spend to get it livable, I know I'm going to be underneath. I know I will. I'll tell you right now. If I tallied up everything since I moved in that house, I probably spent anywhere between $50,000 and $60,000.
Ow!
Fixing that thing. Between screwed up everythings and more screwed up everythings and replacements of things.
Is that U.S. dollars?
That's Canadian.
Okay. It's
the loonies and the toonies. Well, that's Josh is going loony because his damn basement flooded again. I'm Behind the Curtain.
This happens, Speaks, what we're going to talk about. Don't say what it is, but when did it happen?
When did you
find out?
Yesterday afternoon.
Because I'm with Justin. I'll co-sign him on this one, saying I would have never known. The poise and the composure you've had. just this morning, knowing what is going on at your house right now.
I'm a mess. This happens to me?
Yes.
I'm a disaster if I'm not even calling out. Because I have had to call out before to deal with this. And the fact that you're not only in a good mood, but you're letting us dress you up as the world's most attractive aged hipster. Impressive.
You have the palatial Spiegel Estates. And it's so palatial that, there's parts of the house that you don't go into for a couple of days. Same thing happens with my house. Like the downstairs, I haven't been down there in 3 or 4 days. There could be somebody dead laying down there, and I wouldn't know it until the smell started.
Yeah, yeah, I haven't been into my shed in quite some time. It's a winter thing. There's one bathroom we never go in. There's a bathroom I haven't set foot in in probably 2 months.
So your basement yesterday, why were you going down there? How did you find this out?
Well, it's probably been a month since I've been down there. I never go. I have no reason to go down
there. Right, that's what I'm saying.
Now I do.
So you haven't been down there in a month, but yesterday you go down there for whatever reason.
Yeah, just to take a look around, and as soon as I turn on the light, I notice I don't have to step into the basement. I could nosedive, since there's 3 to 4 inches of water covering the entire basement, the entire storage room. Like, I had a flood, I don't even know, 6 months ago after the sump pump failed.
Your sump pump failed the last time.
Yeah.
It was inches of water. You had a ServPro team come in, dry it out, drywall ripped, floor replaced. And this was, I believe, not long after Beach Bash last year.
But this is, like, the last time the water was just barely, I mean, you could see it, but maybe it was like an inch and a half. This was, I had to go get boots to walk around down there.
Oh, no.
Like, the kind of, thank God I just got those new boots for the winter.
Rubber booties.
Yeah, and so I walked around, and then I was afraid to turn on the light.
Get electrocuted.
Yeah, get electrocuted. See, that's one thing I remembered. I learned in childhood.
So, here we are, however many months removed from this happening once before.
And it happened like 10 years ago, too. I had to rip up the floor 10 years ago.
Don't ever buy a house.
Yeah.
Don't ever buy a house. It's the worst thing you could do.
Where are we at with, because like you said, they already replaced all the brand, you have brand new floors, you got a brand new sump pump, you got all this stuff put in. And then 6 months later, it happens again.
Yeah.
You can't be on the hook for any of this. This has got to be, you got to be able to be like, I mean, this isn't your fault. A sump pump should not fail after 6 months if they put a brand new one in.
I don't know what happened. We still haven't figured that out.
And where the hell's all the water coming from?
Somehow the sump pump backed up, but the sump pump is working. So something went wrong somewhere, and that is what I'm investigating. Thank God IDS Restoration came out. They were the... Because they came out the last time to fix things, and they came
out a team.
I mean, that's like calling an ambulance. I called them. They were out within like 90 minutes.
Stupid question.
Yeah.
As I eat on the air, I apologize. What do they do with all the water?
I don't know. They sucked it out somehow. And
big vacuum? Got a big pump. Got a big, like almost a shop vac looking pump.
Yeah, my front yard looked like a river. All the water going towards the street.
Think of all the captives that drowned down there.
And so it's drying out today, or it was last night, and then it's going to dry. But they're coming back today. They're going to come back tomorrow. So it's like deja vu, flu.
In Dundalk, the issue I had with my sump pump, the sump pump worked. There was a blockage in where it spit the water out.
Yeah.
And it spit it right back into the foundation. That's what they found, that the sump pump was working, but where the water was going wasn't where the water was supposed to go.
Yeah.
It was essentially just pumping water just right back into the house.
So we're going to figure that out. And then I'm like, I'm not freaking out. Well, I'm stressed out internally.
Well, you have every right to.
But I'm not freaking out because it's like, what are you going to do? I mean, what's the point of, you know, going crazy?
It's like when the pipes burst in my place. 6 months later, kids flood the basement with the upstairs sink.
I was going to say, your demeanor is almost like you're just resigned to the fact. It's just like,
he's in shock.
It's just, what are you going to do?
I'm in shock.
He's in shock.
But, the
3 to 4 inches of water, though, is a lot of water.
It is. I should have taken a picture.
That's a full basement remodel.
I was too much in shock to take a picture. But besides the aggravation of the flood itself and now cleaning up, I don't feel like having a basement anymore. I want to detach the basement. I don't know what to do. I don't know what's the best
move to do. Is there a possibility of doing? I've heard of people digging basements. Has anyone ever said, F this, back in a cement truck and fill this son of a bitch up because I don't want it?
Then you got to wonder, you know, about if you resell it or if you sell it one day, is that going to affect the value if you don't have a basement?
I think it's depending on the buyer. Like, there's some people like, oh, wow, you got a pool. But then there's some people that say there's a family looking. They don't want a pool because they don't want their, you know, dumb kid to go flopping and floundering around in there when they're not looking. Some people don't want a basement. If I ever buy again, I refuse to buy a home with a basement. I'll never own a home with a basement again. I cannot do it because they flood. They stink. They're hard to keep warm because all the heat travels up if there's a bedroom down there. Basements are awful.
And I don't use it. I mean, I really have no – I cleaned out much of the crap that was down there with the last flood. So I really have nothing down there stored, just a little bit of stuff. And I don't – the only time it's used is when my nephew and his wife come, like, once a year, and there's a little bedroom down there. But –
it's infested.
Getting a lot of texts. People were saying you need a backup sump pump system. Some dude's saying he's got three sump pumps.
Damn.
Another person is saying, Speaks, and this is like a $20 investment at the good old Home Depot, a water detection alarm.
Oh, yeah, you put
it on
the
floor.
On
Amazon. It's a water overflow alarm. Costs $20 on Amazon. All it does is about then when the water touches one positive and one electric, it makes a loud beeping sound. This way you know you can maybe... stop it before there's 3 to 4 inches down there.
Yes. All right. Well, coming up, we're going to do sports and mills, and we'll continue to try and figure this out. Do we just do a rubber coating like some Thailand whorehouse hotel bedroom where the entire thing is just coated in rubber? What do we do? Josh Spiegel's basement has flooded again.
Oh, man. Spiegel's going through it. 3 to 4 inches of water in his entire basement. Now, were any belongings ruined, or those were gone a long time ago?
I haven't gotten a good look.
Because I know you had a bunch of boxes of old stuff down there.
I did, and actually my living room has turned into a basement, sort of.
Oh, no.
Because the stuff that's down there was is now up in the living room.
From the previous flood. But I still have some stuff down there, but I haven't gotten a good look at it yet.
Somebody
because
says,
it was dark because I was afraid of getting electrocuted.
Somebody says you should check the gutter drains outside. Most of the time, they are the issue. You got to get somebody over your house just to look at the whole thing.
Yeah.
Top to bottom.
You got to figure out where the electrical is, too.
You got to look at your gutters. You got to look at your roof. You got to. When was the last time you looked at your roof?
I actually had someone up on the roof the other day.
Just a crazy person that snuck up in trying to sneak through the chimney like an insane Santa.
Because they had a little leak.
See?
I'm going to get to you one day. Here I come. Yeah, you know I feel your pain. My
somebody says get a filter and chlorinate the water and just make it like a pool.
Fun. Maybe put some sand down there in the corner, huh? Get yourself a little tiki bar. I want to know, can you get a basement filled in? You obviously can, but the process has to be, it's got to be horrible. You can't just open up one side of the house and have a dozer push dirt into the thing. There's foundation issues.
I don't know if you can.
Can you fill in a basement? If you were told, Josh, some benevolent angel out there said, I got a company that does this. I'll do it for you on the house. We could pop open the side of your house. 3 weeks later, you won't have a basement anymore. And it will literally be a door to nothing. Would you have your basement filled in?
I would seriously consider it. I would seriously. But I would
really?
I would want to know how it would affect the future value of the home.
Oh, it would plummet.
Okay. I think it just depends personally.
And you know how much it would cost as opposed to just getting it? You need to get something fixed and fixed right. Like you just 6 months ago had a new sump pump put in, and you had everything, all the walls redone, all the floors redone. You're like, all right, I'm good to go. And then 6 months later, 3 to 4 inches of water in your basement. There's something.
Yeah, it's even worse.
Not right going on, obviously.
Something's amiss.
Yeah, you got a blockage somewhere because you say the sump pump is still like, it's working.
As far as I could tell.
There's a blockage somewhere or wherever the water is coming out. It's not going where it's supposed to go. Oh, brother. I feel it. Let's
it's
go
tough.
To the phones. 410-338-1098. Josh, line 3. Spiegel's living in Waterworld right now.
Hey, boarded.
Boarded.
Hey, so what Josh needs to get is it's something simple. It's called a water alarm.
Yep.
Have you guys ever heard of those?
Yeah, we talked about it briefly a little bit ago. What about them?
Okay. Well, I mean, you can get a cheap one for like $15-$20, and it's just a little piece of plastic that you put like on the rim of the sump pump. As soon as the water
hey, or you can just pay a local transient to stand down there barefoot and go, gotcha, there's water coming in through the crack in the wall.
How loud is it? It's got to be loud.
Well, there's ones that hook up to your phone. They could send you a text message.
Wow.
Exactly. You can get higher end ones that'll actually connect to your Wi-Fi and shoot you emails and call you and text you and let you know when it goes off.
Very cool, man. Thank you so much. Yeah,
get one of those, please.
Get that one.
Okay. Yeah.
Get that one and actually wear it like a parolee around your ankle just to know if you're drowning or not. Just cover your body in water alarms. 410-338-1098. Let's go to Brandon. Sounds like he feels your pain. Brandon, what's up?
Morning.
Morning.
So, yeah, those water alarms, those are great to tell you once it's flooding, but then what? No, I had this problem earlier last year with all the torrential downpours we got. We called a waterproofer to come out, completely assessed everything, dug up a huge portion of my basement, and installed like these drain things, gargantuan sump pump with a battery backup.
He already had all that done. He had the French drain done.
Like 10 years ago.
French press, French vanilla.
That's what I'm saying. There's something weird going on, man.
I think it's sabotage.
That's a lot of water.
So
where the hell is it all coming from?
Sabotage.
Like, I get if your sump pump backs up, right, you'll have some water. But like 3 to 4 inches in the entire basement is a ton of water. Where does that... Did it rain a lot? Was it the snow?
I bet it was a buildup over multiple rain events, because you said you hadn't been down there in a while. So
that's
it's just been slowly filling up. I had the pipe that was leading out of my my grinder pit outside, and water was coming in through the seal. Luckily, I caught it. But I spent days until I could get the guy out there to fix it doing a towel treatment. Like, literally, I just put it on the floor and just started rotating towels in this one spot that, had I not caught it and I had been gone for 2-3 weeks, whatever, that basement has got 4 inches of water. No problem.
Somebody says, I own an excavation company. It would be cheaper to demo and rebuild than trying to fill in a basement. Entirely too much involved.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you got all the pipes and the electrical, and you can't just do that.
I didn't think about this. It's the time of year for this. Rich, line 3, what's up?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, man.
So I had a buddy of mine just recently, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, he had a similar thing, but the outside pipe where the sump pump discharges out of the house had froze.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that might be it. You have to have your house winterized.
Does that pipe need to be installed with an alarm as well?
Yeah, the whole house just needs to be covered in alarms and all. There we go. Imagine that. If you get this all fixed, I know you will. We need to have the fourth mic on the show be the water alarm. Just so right in the middle of. And now a story about a young boy whose town decided to surprise
him. Well, I'm sure it'll all work out.
You should drink tonight. It's always helped me.
We now take you behind the curtain with Justin Scott and Spiegel on 98 Rock.
French kissing. Making out.
Why is it called French kissing?
I don't know. What is the origin of the French kiss?
Well, why is it even called making out? I was thinking about that in the back. While
making
you guys were
in.
Like, I think making out,
make. Maybe it's because you're it's working out. Like, oh yeah, we made out real well. Like, how'd the meeting go? Oh, we made out well.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe because you're making out, you're that far along.
There hasn't been penetration yet.
There hasn't
still
been.
Outside.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's so it. Making in is if you smash.
Yeah.
Got it.
Gotcha.
It's all clear now.
It's all making sense.
It's not any clearer.
In English, informal speech, a French kiss, known as a deep kiss, an amorous kiss in which the participants' tongues extend to touch each other's lips or tongue.
Yeah, but did the French invent it?
A French kiss is so called because at the beginning of the 20th century, in the English-speaking world, the French had acquired a reputation for more adventurous and passionate sex practices. Mike, mute the word if you need to, coming up. Also, God bless you, the French apparently invented.
Oof, I don't think we could
Don't think
that.
We could say that one? Okay. The mouth favor?
guess they did that.
Good. I have a feeling there must have been some Neanderthals out there that experimented with that maybe 1,000 or so years prior.
I was going to say, no one living in a cave thought put this part on that part ever. No one figured that square peg fit in the square hole.
So the French have got French kissing, French fries, mm-hmm. French dressing.
French toast. French press.
French vanilla coffee, French press.
God, it's like all the TV shows that begin with Chicago these days. We get it, Chicago. Things are popping off.
A lot of French stuff out there. A
lot of French stuff. Also saying that around the time of the 20th century, when the adventurous and passionate sex practices began to really take off, there was also a legendary outbreak of syphilis in the country, too. So, wear a dental dam when you literally do anything. Coming up, we had a woman named Lulu call, who was a real treat, as we talked on Behind the Curtain about French kissing.
When was the last time you made out?
Give me some of that.
Kate Beckinsale and Pete Davidson were at a Rangers Caps game up in New York City. And they were caught sitting right there in the middle, right in the middle of the crowd.
Yeah.
Right in the middle of the crowd, making out.
Yeah.
Spiegel caught some flack on the Twitter.
You want me to bring that up?
Oh, you can talk about it.
You just tweeted out like, hey, ew, gross, get a room. Which, you know, was kind of just meant to be funny, I guess. But, sarcasm is lost on the internet and on social media.
Yeah, context doesn't
exist
anymore. Context
and humor is hard to discern. So I guess some people in the Pete Davidson fan base started taking a run at you. Like, hey, dude. Not cool.
Just let him be in love, dude.
Let him live his life. You know, he's had some mental problems and this and that. And so maybe, I don't know. And then Hal Sparks.
Yeah, the actor.
Actor, comedian, host of Talk Soup.
Former guest of the show.
He came out of the woodwork and was yelling at you on Twitter.
Yeah.
What did he write?
He was writing something along the lines of, oh, yeah, kissing is not okay in public, but it's okay for the photographers for their tabloid rags to take pictures. Well, yeah, they're kind of in public. Yeah. They can take. You're going to do that in public, they're going to take pictures.
Calm down, Hal. Take another topless workout photo. Good God. You know what? I've gone on and on about some of my disgusting sexual practices, okay? I think we all know that it's a bit of a Neanderthal.
This hole here.
Yeah, we know what that hole is. I find the act of making out disgusting. I think it's grotesque.
Yeah, who wants to see that in public?
Not only do I not want to see it, I don't feel like doing it. Hey, you got your weird crusty lips. Who knows if your breath's great? What have you been eating that day? All right, say I've been on cup of coffee number 4 and I just couldn't stay away from the tuna salad.
Oh.
And you want to make out with me? Hell no. Then you got cigarette mouth. You got vape tongue.
Yeah, kissing a smoker is like licking an ashtray. That was on a bumper sticker I saw.
What's the disease? Periodontal disease? Apparently that just stinks.
Halitosis? Parting the seas like I was Mother effing Moses? Nah, man.
Oral gonorrhea.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Blah.
That's the big one! What you know about that making out?
Yeah, huh? When's the last time you Frenched?
Texter says I'm a 47-year-old male. 34-year-old fiance and I make out before we get busy every couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah, right there. Oh.
Making out is for the bedroom, not public. Phone lines filling up.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, I don't know. I think as a kid I liked it. When you had, like, tender, clean teenage 20-year-old mouths, you just get older and your mouth just gets old.
It is good to get the juices going, though, to get things some blood flowing, and you know,
yeah.
It's a good, you know, you skip right over it and it's a nice
little amuse-bouche, a little appetizer,
a little lead in.
I don't know if there's any way you want to deactivate my Cialis. Try and kiss me and watch how quickly.
I had a hardcore makeout session 2 weekends ago. It was like I was back in high school. It was like a back in high school makeout session. And then we had sex. See?
Well, that's nice. Yeah, to each their own. Just not my speed. You ever try and kiss me, I will tase your fat ass in the face.
Ow! Ow!
That's for trying to kiss me. Let's go to Tim in Glen Burnie. Tim, thank you for holding.
No problem. Morning, guys.
Good morning.
So, yeah, a month ago, I was down in Florida for my cousin's wedding. I was the best man. And apparently there was a friend there that they had, a single friend, danced a little bit. Then we all went out for drinks afterwards, and she kept making a point to say, you know, she had to work the next day, so she had to leave early. But walked her out to the back, out to her car, and we had a very good makeout session. One I haven't had in a long time, and I kept thinking, and you know, this is going well enough. I just might be able to convince her to stay out later.
Okay.
But unfortunately, I shot myself in the foot, because I was the only person with the key to the house that the rest of the wedding party was staying at. And I didn't say to them, hey, guys, I'll be right back. So they were scrambling through the parking lot looking for me. Then they found me. They just kind of rushed me like, dude, we found you. And I was just like, yeah, you did.
How old are you?
Oh, interesting thing. I just turned 30 that night.
Okay.
All right.
Good for you.
All right. Keep the flame lit, brother. I think it's disgusting. And
Grow up.
If I saw that in public, I'd tase you both, but.
Yeah, but for like something that's like that, if you just meet someone, that's like the first step. You got to do the makeout sesh.
You shake their breast like a hand. That's what you got to do. Or their ween. Let's go to Lulu. Lulu on line three. What's up, Lulu?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Hey. I agree with the gentleman. There is nothing better than a hot makeout session in the backseat of a car.
Now I'm kind of getting there.
See?
Lulu.
See?
Lulu, you want to make out real quick?
I'm on 66 eastbound. Sorry, buddy.
No, I'm saying like just over the phone. Just over the phone.
Oh, over the phone. Go ahead.
All right, here we go. You ready? You ready, Lulu?
Kiss her, Justin.
Here we go. Here we go.
No, not for you.
No, wait, she's directing. You got to listen. Okay, listen? You got to be a good listener. What'd you say? You didn't like that?
That's the first step in a really great makeout session. You got to start slow and gentle.
Sorry.
Now, will you, Lulu, will it be able to just end with the makeout session, or does it always lead to more? You can just, or you be happy with a good makeout session?
It all depends on the chemistry, the seductiveness. See, that's where you guys are missing the whole point.
What
a makeout session has to be very sensual.
Yeah.
How old are you?
52.
52?
Yeah. Yes.
What do you look like?
Oh, she's hot.
I am a Scorpio. I have naturally red curly hair.
Uh-huh.
I'm 5'5".
Uh-huh.
I'm a 42D.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you're swaying me.
42D.
For dag on it.
5'5".
Uh-huh.
I have a great laugh. That's when I first meet somebody, agree to meet somebody. That is my preference mode of seeing if it will lead to something else, is if they can have a good makeout session or not. If they can't.
Oh, yeah.
So when was the last time you had a good makeout session?
Last week.
Who was that?
Today's Wednesday. So give me. I take that back. I'll probably have a good one tomorrow. Queensryche.
Are you married?
Queensryche? You're going to make out the Queensryche?
Yes. Operation Mindcrime steams you up.
Who are you going to make out with a Queensryche?
Who knows? I love going to concerts by myself.
Oh! Yeah.
So you're single?
Very.
And were you married before?
No.
Why not? Why are you never married?
I have no desire to be married. Oh, I have a very high bar.
Do you have any kids?
Yes. He's 22. He's extremely independent. He's paid for college all on his own.
Wow. You taught him.
So how will you go about tomorrow night? You're at the Queensryche concert. How will you go about finding a suitor?
I'm completely flaccid.
It's all about chemistry. I get so many people who stop and say to me, I love your hair. Men love to touch my naturally curly hair and, you know, try to run their fingers through it.
And then that's how it starts. And then if you look at him and you feel a little something, you'll flirt back.
Yes.
Have you ever had
him? Where would you make out at the Queensryche concert?
Sometimes just standing in line, just give him a good old kiss. Sometimes if things really progress, switch phone numbers and meet again. I've been known to, if it's really hot and heavy and a lot of really great chemistry, back in a vehicle.
Oh, backseat.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Lying on the back of a Chevy.
I'm sorry, but the backseat of vehicles, they're fun. You're totally missing it. On a really rainy night, nothing's better than getting the inside of a car. The windows, so hot and steamy.
Oh, nobody God. The smell.
Oh, I'm getting...
No.
I'll be honest with you. The belt buckle region's getting tight right now.
My dungarees are getting tight there.
Yeah, I might skip today's Cialis dosage because of this call.
I want to be in my house on a rainy night.
Text us a picture.
Yeah. Keep going. Oh, man.
No, because then you'll know what I look like, and then everybody in the world will know.
No, just us.
So it's seductive and secret.
No, we're off the air right now. We're playing Queensryche. It's only us four talking. That's it. No one can hear us right now. It's just us. Send in pictures of sexy redheaded makeout backseat Lulu. What other concerts have you made out at?
Well, this summer I had 9 of them. Godsmack, Marilyn Manson. Let's see. Oh, Shinedown was fantastic. My favorite all time, hands down, was Five Finger Death Punch.
Oh, yeah.
Are you making out at all these concerts?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Wow, you're what we call a sure thing.
Aren't you worried about getting herpes or something like that?
No, see, that's where you're wrong. It is not about being a sure thing. It's the allure. Come on.
It sounds like you're batting 1,000, though, on makeout sessions, though.
I'm sorry.
Sounds like you're, but each concert you go to, you go to where you haven't? Oh, no, we don't kink shame around here, considering how many nights I've come home with pink eye. Is it every concert you make out at?
No, it's not.
But you ever made out with the band? You ever snuck back and made out with a band member?
In my early 20s, I can't say who. Sorry.
Oh, what's her name rhymes with? Schmaxel Schmoes?
Did you have sex with Axl Rose?
Did you have sex with Axl Rose or Sebastian Bach?
No, thank you.
Oh. Wow, Lulu.
Man,
that's a great makeout session.
That's a great makeout session.
She's got it all figured out.
I'm putting her on hold. We don't have anything to give away, but find something. Lord knows she's earned it. Well, thank you for the call. Mike, come watch.
She's still there?
Oh, yeah, she's still
there. Hey, can I ask you another question?
Sure.
What's the fastest amount of time since meeting someone and then sleeping with them?
Good question.
I have a set standard. Sorry. The makeout sessions the first time, if it's really hot and heavy afterwards, maybe the next day.
Okay.
But
okay.
Girls have standards.
I respect that.
I respect that a lot. I respect that quite a bit. 410-338-1098. Send some fiction.
This is Behind the Curtain with Justin Scott and Spiegel on 98 Rock.
Let's get behind the curtain on Behind the Curtain. We will do breaks now and then that we're like, this should be great. This should pop a phone, meaning the phone line's lighter. Then we get some ones that we even say, and I think I even hear you say it lightly in the beginning. Like, no, it's kind of niche, kind of we're casting a small net. Has anyone out there ever frozen their penis? Because you did on a run.
Yeah.
Phone lines explode.
Exploded.
I had no idea how many of you have frozen your gazentagazoid outside, running, construction, working, doing whatever. And describe it again. How did you describe
it? Well, it's like you said, the cold can burn. You know what I mean? Like
it can be hot.
Yeah, it was almost like at first I thought it was a chafing issue. I'm like, oh, man, it must have been rubbing. And then I'm like, that's not chafing. It's like a raw burn to it.
Yeah, I hear, it's funny. I watch a lot of those Naked and Afraid and Survivor shows and Man vs. Wild, and they say one of the things about hypothermia before you die is that they've found people that have died of hypothermia completely naked because your body heats up as your heat goes to the center. Your body gives yourself a false sense of warmth. It starts to protect the organs.
Right.
Oh, that's including so hot.
Including the crotch. Yeah. Imagine finding a dead, frozen, topless body out there.
Totally.
Do you help that to the hearse, or do you lower yourself onto it? They say it's because your body realizes we can live without arms and legs and wieners, but guts, lungs, heart, liver, got to keep that stuff toasty. So we did a break about it, and my God, lots of you have experienced it. The frozen penis on Behind the Curtain.
You may be casting a small net here, but we'll hopefully catch some of you guys out there that can relate to this.
Especially this time of year.
Last Thursday night, I met with my running group. Shout out Charm City Run.
What up?
Having trouble getting back into it this year, but I'll see what I can do.
Well, considering every 3 days we have an unexpected snowstorm, and kind of hard to go running and racing the way that you do. I mean, when I'm working out, luckily I'm inside. You running? No.
And it was a little bit chilly, right? So, you know, you dress appropriately for the weather. They say you should dress for whatever the temperature is, like 20 degrees warmer. So if it's like 32, dress for what it would be like if it was 52 degrees. We're at the track. We're running around. We're doing our track workout. And I feel like I have worn the right clothing. After about 10 minutes, you start to warm up and you can tell, okay, I'm not cold. I'm not warm. I'm good. Had on some sort of like thermal top. I don't know if I had a hat on. Maybe had some gloves. I can't remember. But I had on these running pants. These running pants. They're like whatever brand they are. But they're kind of like track pants, like workout pants, mm-hmm. meant to be running. But I don't wear underwear pretty much like ever.
He blows the lining out of all the underwear he attempts to because of his you-know-what.
Even when running in these pants, I was sans underwear.
Okay, so you're flopping to and fro.
There was probably a lot of flopping. I don't even know what people saw at this point.
A lot of swang on the hang well.
Look, if they saw something, God bless them. But I imagine there was a lot of flopping. So we're out there for about an hour, running, doing all this. We end up with like a group plank. We did some planking. We were planking.
So you run, you get flat.
You ever do a plank with your trainer?
Oh, you mean on the floor?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have.
There you go.
I have done that.
We're doing some of those. So we get up and we're done planking, and all of a sudden, I'm standing there, and I feel uncomfortable, and I feel like a little bit of pain, and I go, ow, what's going on?
Okay.
And I notice myself, I start to like reach down, and I'm like, I'm touching my my penis.
Okay.
And it hurts.
It hurts just without touching it. Does it hurt more to touch?
And a little bit more to touch it. Yeah, it was hurting without touching it. Then it was hurting when I was touching it. And I go, oh, man.
Did I hurt myself? Did the swing? Was there a chafe as you ran?
That's what I thought. I'm like, okay, I probably like chafed it.
Grazing the inside of the pants?
Yes. I'm like, grazing the inside of the pants? Did I chafe it? And then I was like, no, this feels like it's more intense than a chafe. A chafe is more just like on the top layer.
Excalibur is burning.
I said, this was like, the pain was a little bit deeper. And then I touch it, and it's like cold. I think I froze my penis.
Oh my God.
I swear to God.
Oh, God.
I think I was running, and it was so cold out, and there wasn't enough covering it that I think I kind of like, I don't know how else to say it, like froze my penis.
You froze your wiener?
Wow. It warmed up quickly, and I'm okay now.
You've seen mine.
In the moment, it was like, you know, when you're standing outside and your ears get really cold?
The tops of them get red.
Yes, and they get like
slower.
And the top of, whatever that feeling is at the top of your ears when they're out there, it was that on my unit.
You froze your penis?
I think I did.
Oh, my God. Did you get eyes on it to see if there was the same color of redness? Did it look?
I couldn't right there.
Yeah, you had a bunch of people around. Yeah. If that's the case, I'm telling them, you guys run ahead, I'll catch up. I go behind a bush, and I see if there's some frozen Donner Party like discoloration.
And like I said, once I got in the car and got moving into some warmth, it seems to be okay. It's still functioning okay.
Can I ask, in the moment where it was cold and it was burning, because man, nothing burns like cold, which is an odd thing to say.
Yes.
Was the I'm gonna put this best I can. Was the texture and the rigidity the same, or was it like frozen? Was it like frozen? Like an icy pop.
I know what you're saying, like a thawed chicken cutlet.
Yes. Was it different to the interaction? How do I say this?
No, it was still, it didn't get to that point.
Just the sensation was bad.
Yeah, but it was scary. I couldn't figure out what it was at first. And I'm like, oh my God.
I think I froze my dang dong.
And I don't think I've ever had that happen before.
I got to wonder if other people have done that hiking. I got to wonder. I mean, it's extremities. That's why you get.
It's an extremity.
when the Donner Party's out there and everyone's eating each other's kids and they're taking the wrong way through the mountains because that one guy sold them on a flim-flam man of a map, people are going to lose ears and nose and lips and stuff like that. Or you got the movie Alive. Oh, the lady's ankle was mangled up and they had to eat her.
They should sell some sort of a sock-like piece of clothing for the penis for wintry weather. I mean, you can't expect underwear to just do the job.
Just
right?
Get it done.
Like, I mean, maybe if
electric?
I had worn underwear, that extra
what?
Layer. What? I didn't wear underwear.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not a speed.
Part.
Yeah. It
Russell
was just
Holly.
Me in my running shorts.
Tech guru.
Russell Holly. He's been biking his ass off. I see you, Russell. Shout out.
Look great. You slice. You showed up to the fiasco.
What's
this
he saying?
Week. He says this is absolutely a thing.
See?
When I started cycling below 30
see?
Around here, his dang dong froze up. He had to
I
start
knew it.
Wearing another layer. He never did. He was like you. He was just going pants. He'd ride his Schwinn or his Cannondale or whatever the hell he does. It's the reason he's a sexual icon these days. And he froze up his joint. 410-338-1098.
I knew it.
I want to talk to people that work outside. I want to talk to people that are the backbone of America, construction workers, carpenters, electricians, whoever's working outside, rebuilding this crumbling infrastructure of a city of ours. Around this time of year, is their penis freeze? Because it happened to you. I don't think you're making this up. This definitely happened.
Yeah, it froze my penis the other day.
Jeez.
Couldn't figure out what it was at first. And then I was like, oh, man. I think that's like, I thought it might have been a chafing issue. But no, it was cold.
Yeah.
It was cold. And then some texters say, frostbite of the ween is a real problem with runners. That is from Kung Fu Gary.
Oh, what's up, Kung Fu Gary? Out there keeping us safe from the forces of evil. One full tank of gas and one spin kick at a time.
I have 100% frozen my twigs cycling in cold weather. Worst mistake of my life was to get in the hot shower. The first time it happened, felt like lava when the hot water hit it. Oh!
Oh, man.
I work on cell towers. Even in the spring, I have to wear multiple layers because my ween will freeze up and go full turtle mode.
Yes, says Bart, I freeze my junk outside all the time on the construction site. That's why the guys are always fighting to work near the generator. It's the warmest part of the job site. The farther away from you get, the more likely you are to get frostbite of the ding-dong. Whew, man. All right, 410-338-1098, the phenomenon of the frozen ween. Let's go to Michael on line 5, who's been patiently holding. Michael, good morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
How you holding up, buddy?
Pretty good. So I wanted to offer some insight. I work construction. I'm outside every day. And I noticed, I didn't know this was a thing either until I went to the porta potty a couple times. And I noticed it felt like I was passing a kidney stone. But it actually ended up just being my wang frozen. And then, you know, I noticed some days it didn't happen. That was when it was warmer. So I noticed it definitely is a thing.
See?
Man.
Never realized. I don't know why. I mean, I'm a grown man, right? And I don't think this has ever happened to me before. I don't think this has ever happened to me.
Like, the closest I've probably come to having my tan banana get frozen off is when I did the polar bear super plunge.
Right.
The super plunge is probably the closest I've ever felt. But that, when I super plunge, everything hurt. So I probably really froze the womb raider, but I had no idea because the rest of me was just so arctic. Thank you for the call, Michael. Let's talk to Travis on line 3. Again, patiently holding. 410-338-1098. Have you ever frozen your junk? And ladies, please, equal opportunity show. Have you ever frozen the kitty? Love to know. What's going on, Travis?
Good morning, everyone.
How are you doing?
Hard. Not too bad. So I want to actually give you some medical insight. So between your coconuts, all it is cartilage and blood vessels.
Right.
So when it gets too cold, your blood vessels start to thin out, and you're not getting enough blood flow through your twig and giggle berries.
Oh, so
that starts to stiffen,
right.
And you're not getting the proper blood flow, so it causes it to freeze through its
head. So it could could actually freeze your porridge gun solid. That thing could be frozen into a stiff state, like I pointed out earlier, like a popsicle or like a freeze pop.
Right, yes, it's almost like a popsicle.
It could be frozen in a solid state. Rigor mortis. Oh, God. No. No one needs their tummy banana to be like that.
Somebody says I'm a retired male prostitute from Wisconsin, and I've frozen off my penis multiple times.
I choose to believe. Okay. Have a little igloo sex. Who else has? Oh, wow. This is about injuring one's junk. Maybe a quick veer from the topic, but whatever. Line two. Who's this?
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing, buddy? What should
morning,
I call
everyone.
You? What should I call you? I ain't got a name up here.
Just call me PM.
All right,
we'll
PM.
That, PM
in the AM.
A public agency. I don't want to be identified.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
About 16 years ago, I was working on a really cold construction site outside, so I don't like to get overheated when I'm working outdoors, so I was wearing, you know, enough to stay warm. And we were building a very substantial wooden stage, and it uses like 4x6-inch thick decking, just to give it some perspective.
Got it, right.
You got to use really long screws to screw that stuff down.
Oh, yeah. Some
older guys who like to volunteer, and one of the screw heads gets stripped out.
Right.
So you got to kind of break the deck board off. So I'm straddling the floor joist. And mind you, it's like 5-6 degrees out. Well, you know how a bunch of guys get together and want to Mandelbaum it. So they start grabbing and trying to rock the board. I'm like, hold on, let's get a saw. We'll cut the screw off. Well, that screw ripped out of the floor joist. And that board came back, and the screw was sticking out just enough. It was like a sledgehammer on the tip of my moisture missile.
Oh!
And it was cold, which I think is the only reason I survived. But I ended up standing up. I just looked at my boss. I said, I'm going away. So I went to the bathroom.
And?
I went in to look for it because it was so cold out. And it still works.
Oh, good. Hey, all's well that ends well. God, you and your poor broken spam javelin. Let's go to, oh, this is in conjunction with Josh's suggestion earlier of if there was some sort of, I don't know, undergarment
right.
that might be able to help you with this. Chad, Chad line six, what have you found?
Hey.
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 Scott.
Yo.
There's something, okay, you need to go on Google, okay? There's a thing called the Willy Warmer.
No way.
Like a, yes, it's called the Willy Warmer. It's made out of like yarn. It's knitted.
Oh, there it is.
It fits your junk.
Yeah.
Size. It's stretchable. It has a little string that goes like a little elastic waistband.
Right.
The thing works great.
You have one?
Yes, and I love it.
Wow. You wear Willy Warmer.
Can we borrow it?
Now, why do you wear it?
I do heating and air conditioning outside. I'm always up on roofs, everything else. I do a lot of commercial work, so it gets cold up there, man. Your junk gets cold.
So part of your gear is you're strapping on a Willy Warmer when it's cold out.
You got it.
Wow.
Damn.
Look at this guy. Like the other guy said, you got to dress like it's going to be warmer because you're going to heat up, but if you miscalculate and it's still cold down there, Mike, come get my card. Willy Warmers for the room. We'll take a small, a large, and a double XL. You can guess who's getting which. Oh, hey, you're a runner. So's Justin. Let's talk to Justin. Line one, what's up?
What's up, guys? Good morning.
What's up?
All right. I want to even push this back maybe 7 years ago. I kind of dipped my toes into thinking it was a good idea to do marathon training, which I had never done before. And I did this in the winter training for a January marathon. So we're running, you know, November, it's getting really cold outside. And I thought that, you know, oh, if I don't need to layer up too much, I'm just going to put on kind of like Under Armour leggings, but with like no other real kind of brief protection kind of thing.
Right.
And I'm going out there and I'm running, you know, and this is the, we were dipping our toes into like that first half marathon, halfway into training. And 8 miles in, I start feeling something that either feels like I'm chafing really bad.
That's what I thought.
Right. And I'm thinking like, but I'm like looking, I'm pulling off and like checking and telling the, you know, my friends that I'm doing this with, like, I don't know what's going on. I feel like I'm falling apart down here. It's either frozen or it's chafing. I don't know. But I just kept going 5 more miles, which felt awful, but got through it. And
You froze your junk.
I think I froze it.
See?
Yeah.
You froze it. Oh, my God. You got to take better care of that. Yeah, I'm going to buy us some Willy Warmers for our horror thermometers because I can't have you freezing that thing. I mean, Scott's junk is essentially the fourth member of the show, so take good care of it. All right, keep checking in all morning long if you've ever frozen yours.
It's time to go Behind the Curtain with Justin Scott and Spiegel on 98 Rock.
A fun
fun one based off of a story Josh did earlier in the week. We had a discussion about what you could survive off of if you were trapped in your car. A guy in Oregon gets trapped in a snowstorm with his dog. He's got nothing but snow to melt, to drink, Taco Bell sauce packets to eat. And Scott, you're a dead man. There's nothing in there.
No.
I'm eating erection medication and old almonds. And Josh, refresh me. What was in your car again?
Slim Life wrappers.
Slim Life wrappers he would have to lick the debris from. I think I'm sold on, after this break, the idea of bug out bags and car emergency kits. Like, I have a car emergency kit my dad gifted me 1 year for Christmas. And it's got the jumper cables, duct tape, small first aid package. It's got a an auto inflator for your tire, patch kits. Why not have like a little, a couple of protein gel packs in that thing, or like hydration tablets or salt tablets or something you can put in the water, like the charcoal stuff. I think I'm going to get a bug out bag.
Well, that was the big question I was going to ask. Like, after having this discussion, are we going to change our ways?
I say I'd like to. I probably will.
No, it's just...
Well, the problem is those bags are so damn expensive.
Well, I mean, you can make it cost as much as you want, I guess, right?
Yeah, but I guess it's worth the have. I
mean, you could probably go into a store, Mike. Here, let me explain this to you how it works, you moron.
And here it comes.
No, you can go into like some sort of, I don't know where you would go. Where would you even go? Maybe like a REI or store? Outdoor World or one of them
places?
Yeah,
you REI. REI has a whole section.
You
could
say like, look, I got $100, $150 I want to spend. Can you get me to have some sort of well-equipped bug-out bag for $150? Go up to a, you know what I mean? Have the guy walk you around the store and be like, okay, well, and then he could help you pick out the stuff and maybe hit your budget, you know?
Or you get a really good firearm. And then you go out and steal everything you need should the world come to an end.
Yeah, I think
it's a good question. If the world does come to an end, how quickly does like one of those giant Cabello's just get?
Oh. That's spot one, man. Spot one. That's the first place you strip clean. Oh my God. Woo! I didn't even think about that. Mike, write that down. The world falls. What store are you ransacking first? Because I'm so dumb. I am such a child. I head straight to GameStop. There's nothing to even plug in. I'm dumb, but I'm going to be able to gather up that game collection that I was never able to completely afford. Sure, I'm hungry, and I had to watch Evan starve to death, but I've got a full Nintendo Switch library. I love it. Coming up, what would you survive on in your car if you were trapped?
Biggs had a story earlier in the week. A guy got stranded in his SUV in a snowbank. He was there for 5 days. It was him and his dog.
Sucker!
He was surrounded by snow, so he was able to eat the snow for hydration. I guess use his dog for a little bit of warmth. He also had some gas in the tank, so he was able to run the vehicle from periodically to stay warm.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, he didn't have much. He had some Taco Bell fire packets, the sauces that you get when you... would you like any sauce with that, sir?
Take a fire sauce packet, please. Okay. As much as you can give me to survive... for 5 days.
Yeah, he ate some fire sauce packets, and that was it. And then it got us to thinking that right now, if you were to get stranded in your car the way it is now, what would you be able to survive on?
Oh, man.
My answer is absolutely nothing.
Scott dies.
I would die. I just cleaned my car out yesterday. I got gas,
no.
And I cleaned my car out. And when I say there is nothing in it, there is nothing in it. There's no food, there's no water, there's no blankets.
Not an errant bit of trail mix beneath the seat. Maybe fish out.
Maybe an old French fry. I dropped it. What did I drop the other day? Like a cranberry or something. Maybe.
Ooh, you can maybe parcel that out amongst the family.
But other than that, I ain't got nothing. I don't have anything lined up in terms of survival.
Josh, what's in your whip?
I've got some... Slim Life wrappers.
And just lick the moisture.
Maybe lick some of the residue.
That's I got a giant canister of Purell.
I don't think that'll do you any good.
And I'll probably actually shorten your lifespan. You'll die clean.
That's about it.
Yeah. I think back to the time when we helped change your tire on the side of the road, and should you have been stuck there for days, you would have had all kinds of prescription dog food you couldn't have survived on. Josh would have been eating real good on medicinal dog food. A lot of parents checking in. Yes. You know you want to be?
You know whose car you want to get stuck in?
Oh, yeah, with toddlers.
Mudge's Yukon. Mudge's GMC has an Old Country buffet worth of discarded food in that thing. We go to clean that thing out once every couple of weeks. Waffles, eggs, cereal, entire chicken cutlets, old bits of waffle fry. Brittany says, good morning, love. I could survive for a long time. So many damn Ziploc bags half full of cereal from my kids who have no respect for the back seat. Becky says, I could survive on all the McDonald's fries and Takis. I get those crunchy little spicy things that my kids drop between the seats in my van. And Jeremy Roman, who is proving to be more interesting and colorful every tweet, I keep a bug out bag in my car.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
A bug out bag.
Where do people that are prepared?
Jeremy, are you worried about getting stuck somewhere, buddy? It says he has trail mix and he has jerky, so he's all set. Side note, a small tea light is enough to keep an enclosed area like a car slightly warmer.
With a bug out bag, I mean, if there's like a nuclear attack and you've got to evacuate, I mean, you should have... I've been telling myself for years to get one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, you should have one at work. You should have one at home. You should have one in your... Because if you got to evacuate...
Oh, yeah.
You're in trouble without a bug out bag.
Yeah. You got to get your Ron Swanson on, reach into that air grate, pull it out. Couple of knives, something to start a fire with, all the jerky you could get. Jay Tizzle writes to us, me being a black man, I wouldn't need anything in my car to eat because black people don't go to the wilderness like that.
Yeah.
Come on. When is the last time you heard of a black person in a story like that? Just keeping it 100.
He's right.
Shout out to being 100. Note to self, Mike, write it down the rest of this week. Let's attempt to keep it 100. Recently, I've been on the almond game myself. And I've been trying to eat more almonds in the morning, the Blue Diamond. And I never finish them because halfway through the bag, I always realize to myself, I hate f***ing almonds.
Oh, I love them.
And it's like chewing nature's own styrofoam pellet. Well, I got to get the ones that aren't salted, aren't roasted, no flavor. Totally the basic bitch of the almond world.
I heard that almonds are shaped like the prostate. I'd like you to think of that fact every time you eat one now.
Really? Well,
there we go.
I think so.
On prostate.
Is that a walnut?
I may be misremembering.
I think you guys are actually both right. I've heard it looks like an almond, feels like a walnut. So, oh boy, and mine is the size of a peanut. Coming up, we're going to do some sports.
Oh, look at that.
Paul Minimeyer.
Almond-shaped gland.
Oh, wow.
The prostate is a gland. Oh, no, this is walnut shaped. I don't know.
I mean, if you guys are trying to veer during the next break, trust me.
Yeah, we're going to find out.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and check on the size and shape of my prostate after we get done talking to you. What is in your car if you got stuck you could survive on?
Yeah, give us a call. Shoot us a text, 410-338-1098. And earlier in the week, dude got stranded in his truck in the snow. Him and his dog, he survived 5 days on nothing but eating snow, firing up his truck for a few minutes, and eating Taco Bell fire sauce packets.
Damn.
So we ask you, what do you have in your car to survive? If you were to get stranded today, I said absolutely nothing. I'm screwed. I don't even have a blanket. I got nothing. I mean, I got nothing. Maybe if I... rummaged around under the seats, I'd find a little bit of food, but I'm a bit anal.
Ditto.
Justin and Josh, when it comes to my car,
Me too.
I like it clean.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Bunch of anal fellas in here.
Yeah.
That's our crew. That's what we're known as, the anal boys.
I like it nice and cleaned out.
Because we like things clean and fresh.
Clean and fresh.
Someone would find my corpse 4 days later.
Yeah.
Frozen in place. With the most medicated erection you've ever seen, because all I have outside of some almonds in my car.
Almonds.
Is I must have 5 to 6 bags of that Blue Chew stuff that just keeps showing up. Can't get them to cancel that.
That's like the budget Viagra.
It is. It's chewable raspberry flavored Viagra that just keeps showing up, and I can't bring myself to bring it inside. So I've just been throwing it in my trunk. And I mean, they look like sweet tarts. They sure as hell don't taste like them. And it has 25 milligrams of sildenafil, which I believe is generic ED medication. I usually just crunch on them like Reese's. And, I would just snack on those things. Probably have my heart seize up on me. And I tell you what part of them they could grab a hold of to pull me out of the vehicle to safety. Yeah. I ain't got a lot.
Some texters. Give us a call. Let us know what would you survive. What do you have in your car? I have a bug out bag. that has fire starters, extra clothes, bottled water, emergency sleeping bag that will radiate your own body heat to keep you warm, and a container of nuts. Well, hello there. Every car I own has at least two pop-top cans of Chef Boyardee, two space blankets, a gallon of distilled water, a ream of paper, a ferro rod.
Damn.
And three to four cheap boxes of crayons. What's a ferro rod?
Ferro? If you're like Egyptian fishing?
F-E-R-R-O.
Oh, whoops.
John from Delaware here. I have four MREs, military meals ready to eat, which have something like 1,500 calories. Has those in my trunk. I also have a bug out kit. Like that other fella has jumper cables, fire extinguisher, medical aid kit, multi-purpose tool kit that has a full-size axe, shovel, hoe, pickaxe. I drive a Corolla. If you want, I can bring you all some MREs to try sometime. That dude's ready.
That guy is set to go.
Damn.
ASAP Brad, what's up, buddy, says that he is going to eat his five-port USB charger in his headphones.
That's all I got.
That's pretty much it. I'm crunching on a USB-C cable. And Juan Dixon says I'm going to have three urine jugs and a half-eaten pack of Taco Bell. Christina, pack of gum, water, maybe if I'm lucky, some straggler fries that my kid dropped in the back seat. 410-338-1098. Let's go to Andy, who's been holding for a second. Andy, good morning.
Morning, guys.
Morning, buddy. What you got if you were stranded?
Yeah, my personal truck, I'm dead. I just realized in my work van I got two energy drinks.
Okay.
But Les Stroud from Survivor Man did this in Norway where he had to survive for 2 days in a car before going out and doing his thing. And he said his best thing is have a six-pack of beer. It's got liquid. It's got protein.
Wow.
And he was surviving for 2 days off of beer. So I highly suggest everybody store beer in their car.
I think I remember that episode. Yeah, he was trapped in some old truck and was like ripping up the seats for the cushions.
Yep.
I do remember that one. That was a scary one. Thank you for the call, man. That was one of the few that I think he might have had to bug out on. Like, he realized that they just dropped him in a wasteland where there was rock, fetid water, and nothing. And he's like, yep, either I go back to the truck and eat the steering wheel. I think I'm going to smack my emergency transponder. What say you, Scott? Line three, good morning.
Hey, I have a bag that has a blanket, medical kit, a couple days of MREs, a couple days of water, a couple bottles of water, water purification tablets, fire starters.
Damn. Have you ever used those water purification tablets, by the way?
Yes, I have.
Are they gross? I've heard that it gets it done, but it tastes like you're drinking, like, charcoal broth.
Okay, the ones I use actually have chlorine in them, so they make it taste exactly like regular tap water. Oh, they're not the iodine.
And I think also if you're in a position where you need to be using those, you're not worried about taste. You're just worried about getting hydrated.
Yeah, I'm not worried that it doesn't have a nice lemon-lime twinge to it. I'm worried that I've begun to cough up blood.
Now, why do you have all this? Are you going out to crazy places on the regular or just in case?
Just in case.
Really?
Mm. I live out in Westminster, 4 miles north of town, in the middle of nowhere.
Well, 4 miles north of town is not the middle of nowhere. You're 4 miles away from town. You could probably walk there. A brisk
walk. You'd be okay. Your cardio's up to speed. You might be able to get home.
Yeah, I mean, that's my whole thing. Is like, I don't really go anywhere. Like, you know what I mean? I'm usually close to civilization. I have a cell phone.
You do some trail running. Like, what if you ever gotten to a point, and I'm just doing hypotheticals here, you're out on one of your, like, 15-mile wilderness runs, you step on a root, you crack an ankle. You ever been that far out to where if you rolled an ankle, you're like, oh, no, it's time to wait here until someone finds me or I get eaten by snakes?
Nah, I mean, anywhere I go, there's usually people around. I mean, you need to hobble out, and I don't go 15 miles.
Our luscious inner city teacher, Ariel, who I almost read your Twitter name on the air, and I would have had to have looked for a job later today, but hilarious if you're a Kanye fan. She says, I keep my car pretty clean, so aside from the few crumbs my daughter's dropped in the backseat, I'd starve. And that other listener was right. My black ass wouldn't be in anyone's wilderness in the first place. Again, keeping it 100. We should all start really making an effort to keep it 100 way more.
I got another one here saying, Young, what's up, buddy? Chick-fil-A sauce, Taco Bell cheese that's fallen in those hard-to-reach places, a one-pound box of pasta that's been in my trunk for 3 years, all the makings of a gourmet meal.
That's another great break. Somebody said that they have clothes in their trunk that they've been meaning to donate now for like 2 years.
Do you want?
It's just still in the trunk. So they'd be fine. They could just load up on all the clothes they meant to donate.
Meant to donate.
2 years ago.
We should have Hannah or Mike maybe take a wireless tomorrow and crack open my trunk. My trunk is embarrassing. It looks like I robbed a Salvation Army. It's just outfits, wigs, Blue Chew, strange chargers. There's a Genesis controller. I can promise you that there is an old box of water that I never got rid of. Yeah, I think I'd be okay when it came to the hydration. And no, Adam, you cannot have my emergency Blue Chews.